gentlemen. It's Friday, January 17th, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room, and I have a really big broadcast for you today. And even though it's a bit of a light news desk, we did have one confirmation hearing today with Christine Noem, and we got some other activities on Capitol Hill as well that we're going to be bringing to you. But the big news is that the inauguration is going to be moved indoors. Not only the inauguration of President Trump and all of the ceremonies surrounding it, the official presidential ceremonies are going to be moved into a private event inside the Capitol. They're also now urging people who planned to attend the inauguration to go into Capital One Arena, which is the main arena for sporting events, concerts in Washington, D.C. Now, they're telling the public this is about the weather, but I'm going to give you the real story. And I'm actually amazed that it's not really being reported on. And I'm not going to say I'm giving you an exclusive, but because it's really not exclusive, I don't know if I'm the only one that wants to talk about it. I don't know if I'm the only one that knows what's going on. Certainly that's not the case. So I'm not the only one that knows what's going on. But it's really not rocket science. Unlike what we saw yesterday with a rocket ship landing, that's rocket science. Why they're moving the inauguration indoors is not rocket science. So I'm going to give you the real story and then kind of also personalize it just to give it a little more essence so that you really understand what this is about. But I think if you just kind of take a deep breath and stop all the heavy breathing, this is obviously not about weather, is it? I think it's pretty obvious what's going on. Now, we do have a message from Trump himself regarding this. We have other messages from Donald Trump as well regarding TikTok and some other geopolitical events. There will be, though Xi Jinping is not going to be in attendance, Xi Jinping is sending a diplomat in his stead to be attending the inauguration. So that is historic that a Chinese diplomat will be attending the inauguration. Trump has announced who will be the next Secret Service director. He has also made statements on the January 6th. Phenomenon, pardons, and then some of the other names and events and questions about that day. He issued a comment on that. So we also have that coming up. And then I've got some other outside takes that are just very telling of where we're at culturally. Why are liberals that work on the Hill asking for a shortened work week, petitioning for a shortened work week right ahead of Donald Trump starting his next administration? There's a reason for this. And so I'm going to tell you all about that. And then we have some shifting around now as well. We heard about Marco Rubio being replaced by Ashley Moody. Now we know what's going to happen to J.D. Vance's seat in Ohio. So we got that news coming up for you as well. A loaded Friday broadcast and no guest today. So I do intend to open up the phone lines for some calls as well. But I'm going to tell you what's really going on with the inauguration on the other side of this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at the alexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at the alexjonesstore.com.
We are only 2 days, 19 hours away from the inauguration of Donald J. Trump. The countdown is on. We're all feeling it now. The Biden administration giving its final goodbyes. Everybody thinking about this coming Monday, January 20th, when Donald Trump is sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. The big news. The inauguration will be moved inside of the Capitol. The swearing in moved indoors due to cold weather, is what they're saying. Fox News headline, Trump swearing in to move indoors due to cold weather, source tells Fox News. I wonder who your source is. Must not be very good. Wink, wink. And then they are urging attendees of the inauguration, because there's probably going to be hundreds of thousands, potentially even a million with this cold weather. I'm sure some people will reconsider just being in attendance outside the Capitol Mall, the Washington Monument, everything else surrounding the Capitol. They're not all going to fit in Capitol One Arena, not even close. So that's going to be an absolute frenzy. This is going to send D.C. into a frenzy. There was supposed to be an inauguration parade. I guess that's kind of a mystery. I would anticipate Trump's not going to participate in it, but all the bands and everything else that they planned on marching, you know, maybe they'll still go through with it. Maybe they'll cancel that because of the cold. But I would sit here and tell you today with a very high level of confidence and reasons to report this to you that this is not about weather. But let's provide a little context of how we got to this point. There have been multiple assassination attempts that we even know of on Donald Trump's life. There are questions about the integrity and leadership at the Secret Service, so much so that Trump now has private security that is also handling this event. So you know he's a target. Deep state target, international target. So you've got the number one target at probably the highest security risk event in modern history. And then you also happen to have a wide open border with terrorists, gangs, who knows what other kind of bad actors pouring in. Wide open, bringing God knows what across. Let's not forget that a month ago, we had the stories of all the drones running wild on the East Coast, New Jersey, Bedminster. So you just consider the climate, consider these things, and you think about the inauguration, it ain't about weather. It ain't about weather. And maybe Trump's team got a little concerned when the FBI had a press conference, and they probably lack trust in Christopher Wray. But they had a press conference last week, and one of the spokespeople steps up and says, oh yeah, no credible threats to the inauguration, everything's fine. And then another guy steps up to the podium and says, yep, we are investigating all the credible threats, trying to ensure public safety. Well, which is it? Conflicting messages there, that doesn't give you much confidence. So all these things leading up to the inauguration already put it at the highest level of security risk for any public event. And considering there will be hundreds of thousands of people just walking the streets, not in a secured area, this was a high security risk for the public. Not just Trump and the other dignitaries attending the event, but a high risk for the public. Now, may or may not be worth mentioning that apparently other foreign leaders didn't want to attend it, like Netanyahu. That should be concerning. And now Obama, Clinton, and Bush are not going to be attending, apparently, either. Maybe that's concerning. But let me just put it to you like this. Maybe there was some intelligence. Maybe there was a briefing. Maybe there was a known credible threat that developed in the last 48 hours that led to this decision. They always knew it was going to be cold. It was always going to be cold. It's always cold. There's plenty of cold. You're going to have football fans out in the teens at football games outdoors this weekend. They're not moving these games. They're not canceling these games. This is not about the weather, folks. This is not. This is a security risk. They're bringing Trump inside where they can secure the Capitol building. And they're subtly warning attendees, you should probably get to a secured area as well. And again, I would just say, maybe there was a credible threat, some information that went around in the last 48 hours, and they said, we gotta pull the plug on this thing. We got to bring it indoors. How much money do you think was invested securing the Capitol for the outdoor event, building the inauguration stage, platform, podium, and everything that comes along with it, setting up the stairs, setting up the scaffolding, setting up the chairs, just getting everything ready? That was a lot of money, probably millions of dollars, preparing for the outdoor event that they just flushed down the drain. You don't do that for weather. It's not about weather, folks. It's not. And maybe they're just taking a precaution. Maybe they're just taking a precaution. And obviously we hope that nothing bad happens on Monday. Maybe it's worth mentioning that you also had the terrorist attack with the truck in New Orleans recently as well. You did just have that. But I would just say this. If there was a known credible threat, if there were hearings, confidential hearings, confidential memos, classified information that had a known credible threat, and ultimately that is what led to this decision, and then that potential manifested itself on Monday, wouldn't you feel pretty bad that you didn't warn the public about that? Wouldn't you feel a little guilty? Wouldn't you feel like you didn't do the right thing? I know I would. So let's pray that nothing happens Monday. Let's pray that God has a protective hand, a protective dome, let's say, on Washington, D.C. And let's pray that the day goes by with total peace. There might be some leftist groups out there to try to start some stuff. My guess is they're probably going to stay in because it's cold. I don't think the Trump hatred is at the fever pitch that it was in 2017 when they were rioting and engaging in terrorism for the first Trump inauguration. The threats to this inauguration are much, much different than that. But let's pray nothing happens. Let's pray everything goes fine and everybody gets home safe. And whatever threats that they're concerned about for reason to move these things indoors, let's hope they just fall flat. But that's why they moved this indoors, folks. It's not about the weather. And if they know something and they don't want to tell the public because it would send them into a panic, I guess understandably so. But wouldn't you feel bad if something happened and you didn't warn people? Obviously, they think it's serious enough to bring Trump inside and the foreign dignitaries. Obviously, they think it's serious enough to urge people to go into the Capitol One arena. But it's likely there's still going to be hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets that day. And if there is a credible known threat to those people, I think it should be made public. Because God forbid if something happens, that would look real bad if you didn't warn us. Now, remember, there were rumors when the drone story was the top of the page news about radiological materials and other such things. And then it was talked about, well, it looks like a government operation. Maybe there's a threat involved in this. Well, now it's totally confirmed that that is what's going on. You might say it could be something else entirely and not involved with the drone situation. But they are flying around Washington, D.C. right now, tracking radioactive and nuclear activity in part of the security for the inauguration. Here they are breaking it down in clip 18.
From only 150 feet in the air, pilots dodge buildings.
Hey, tower on your left side.
Flying in a grid over the National Mall to scan for radiological or nuclear irregularities, threats like dirty bombs.
So you're trying to create a blueprint of what the radiation in Washington, D.C. looks like ahead of the inauguration.
Correct. Department of Energy scientist Jacqueline Brandon calls this low-flying helicopter one of just two of its kind, her office.
If we find a radiological irregularity, we'll investigate it even further.
Highly sensitive technology sets off alarms in the air.
That's an alarm. That is an alarm. It's a slight variation in our spectra is what it's saying.
On the ground, a mission led and meticulously rehearsed by the U.S. Secret Service at their training facility in Maryland. Agents role-playing worst-case scenarios.
Can we try a vehicle having a flat tire? Can we try someone having a heart attack? These are all the things we want to mentally prepare for because we have an immediate action for all those things.
Michael Thomas is the coordinator for the big day.
The amount of fencing and the amount of personnel that we bring in for this inauguration eclipses all other inaugurations that we have.
About 25,000 law enforcement and military personnel will safeguard the inauguration, including 7,800 National Guard authorized to protect the nation's capital and its 250,000 ticketed guests. Throughout the city, a ring of steel, 30 miles of anti-scale fencing, and along the icy Potomac, more than 25 Coast Guard vessels lined up.
Ready to deploy.
Ready to deploy.
Captain Patrick Burkett says teams are now prepping frozen waterways for patrol after a recent storm.
That put a lot of strain and stress on our resources and our personnel, and everyone knew that January was going to be a busy month.
dubbed a national special security event demanding the highest level of federal protection. The inauguration comes just days after two others, January 6th, electoral count, and former President Jimmy Carter's funeral.
So that was all in preparation for an outdoor event. And they still decided to move it indoors, folks. And I don't believe for one second it's about the weather. And I think there are people in Washington, D.C. that know what's really going on. Now, here's what Donald Trump had to say about this in a Truth Social post this morning. January 20th cannot come fast enough. Everybody, even those that initially opposed a victory by President Donald J. Trump and the Trump administration, just want it to happen. It is my obligation to protect the people of our country, but before we even begin, we have to think of the inauguration itself. The weather forecast for Washington, D.C., with the wind chill factor, could take temperatures into severe record lows. There is an Arctic blast sweeping the country. I don't want to see people hurt or injured in any way. It is dangerous conditions for the tens of thousands of law enforcement, first responders, police canines, and even horses, and hundreds of thousands of supporters that will be outside for many hours on the 20th if, in any event, you decide to come dress warmly. Therefore, I have ordered the inauguration address, in addition to prayers and other speeches, to be delivered in the United States Capitol Rotunda, as was used by Ronald Reagan in 1985, also because of the very cold weather. The various dignitaries and guests will be brought into the Capitol. This will be a very beautiful experience for all, and especially for the large TV audience. We will open Capitol One Arena on Monday for live viewing of this historic event and to host the presidential parade. I will join the crowd at Capitol One after my swearing in. All other events will remain the same, including the victory rally at Capitol One Arena on Sunday at 3 p.m., doors open at 1 p.m., and all three inaugural balls on Monday evening. Everyone will be safe, everyone will be happy, and we will together make America great again. Now, I'm not sure with Obama, Clinton, and Bush breaking tradition and not attending the traditional inaugural lunch and events means anything. But perhaps that's another significant development. But again, inauguration will be in the Capitol and then Capitol One Arena, which is just the arena that has a capacity of about 20,000 people when they have hockey games, basketball games, etc., concerts in Washington, D.C. That's where they're trying to corral people to do the watching, if you will, to do the public watching. But there's going to be much more than 20,000 people. There's going to be hundreds of thousands of people. And so where the rest of them will go, I suppose, will be determined. But they'll likely just be roaming the streets is what's going to happen. Now, a couple other stories here from Donald Trump. He went on the Dan Bongino radio show and said this about the stories around January 6th in clip 23.
I believe that is the case. Can we get an answer between you, Pam Bondi, and hopefully Kash Patel on who this person is and have the FBI open the books? Because I believe this is a huge scandal and a massive cover-up.
I think we will, and I think we're going to find out about Ray Epps, and I think we're going to find out about Scaffold Man. You know who Scaffold Man is, right?
Yep.
The guy who's screaming to everybody, go into the building. We're going to find out who Scaffold Man is, and we're going to find out some other things. And I think you're going to be very happy with what I do with respect. I call them the J6 hostages because I consider them hostages. You know, they did a beautiful song, and they asked what I do, the words, not the singing, the words. And I did. That song went to number one for so long. It was beating out Taylor Swift. I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, but that's okay. And everybody else, beating them all out for a long time. And it was pretty amazing.
I actually heard Donald Trump does listen to Taylor Swift, but that's another story. In his, I think it was a Rolls Royce, he's driving around with Melania and Barron listening to Taylor Swift. It's a different time, though. It was a different time. So, will we get to the truth when the Trump administration takes over about certain individuals involved in the events of January 6th, the pipe bomber, and other such things? Now, Trump has announced Sean Curran as Secret Service Director. You would recognize Sean. He is the man in the famous pictures to Trump's left, to the right, if you're looking at Trump, in the sunglasses, the day he was shot in the ear in Butler, Pennsylvania. That is Sean Curran. And there's been a lot of speculation, including from one Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent himself, that is this the right man for the job? Not that he can't be trusted or he's not a good person, just, you know, his strength is in the field when we're needing management reform, duty reform, and other such things. But I think if you're Trump, you're looking for somebody that you know you can trust more than anything at this point. And that's your number one concern is who can I trust? Who do I know that will put it all on the line for me? And that's likely why this decision was made, since he was right there after he was shot. Trump also had this to say on Truth Social this morning. I just spoke to Chairman Xi Jinping of China. The call was very good for both China and the United States. It is my expectation that we will solve many problems together and starting immediately. We discussed balancing trade, fentanyl, TikTok, and many other subjects. President Xi and I will do everything possible to make the world more peaceful and safe. TikTok supposedly is to go dark this Sunday or Monday after the Supreme Court decision. So that will be an interesting phenomenon over the weekend, certainly. And apparently, Bill Gates meeting with Donald Trump. Here he is explaining his meeting with Donald Trump in clip 12.
Have you met with Donald Trump since the election?
Yeah, I had a chance to go have a long and actually quite intriguing dinner with him.
What did you discuss? What was intriguing?
Well, we touched on a lot of things. It was over 3 hours. To my surprise, it was, you know, just he and I, his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, and the person who helps manage things for me, Larry Cohen. So the four of us sat there, and it was quite wide-ranging. You know, global health's the area that I work in, and such amazing things have happened and can happen there. I spoke a lot about HIV and that the foundation's literally working on a cure for that. We're at an early stage. And so, you know, he, in the COVID days, accelerated the vaccine innovation. So I, you know, was asking him if maybe the same kind of thing could be done here. And we both got, I think, pretty excited about that. We talked about polio, where, you know, we're very close to getting that done. But if you stop, it'll spread back. And so I explained why it's been tough in Pakistan, Afghanistan. We've had cases show up in Gaza. We have cases in Africa. And he was fascinated to hear what he could do to maximize the chance that during the next 4 years.
All right, so went a little long here, but obviously Trump meeting with Bill Gates has a lot of people concerned. I mean, look, he's the president. I believe he's our guy representing us. He's going to meet with people you like, people you don't like. And I guarantee you, Musk is in the other side of his ear telling him not to trust Bill Gates. But people are concerned, rightfully so. Trump meeting with Bill Gates. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that relationship.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even HOTES has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS gummies are finally back in stock. Now, this is our number one bestseller at the AlexJonesStore.com, and for good reason. Ultimate CMOS gummies are loaded with iodine, which we know that our thyroid needs in order to effectively detox our bodies from all the pollutants and toxins that are in the food, water, and air that we breathe. Folks, we are under relentless assault from the New World Order. They're trying to shut down InfoWars, they're trying to silence Alex Jones, and they're trying to attack our minds and our bodies with all these toxins and chemicals that are all around us all the time. Please check out Ultimate CMOS Gummies right now at the AlexJonesStore.com and benefit from the amazing benefits of this product. It's got bladderwrack and burdock root in it, which is also rich in iodine. It's the amazing, most bioavailable way to get iodine in your thyroid. Please go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and experience the benefits of the antioxidant and immune support, energy, and bone strength. Helps promote heart health, provides gut support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Check it out right now at the AlexJonesStore.com.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to go to the Capitol Hill and hear from Kristi Noem. Her confirmation hearing was the lone confirmation hearing today. We've also got some clips from leftover from yesterday. We'll go to those as well. But first, with the Trump inauguration just a few days away now, it's the perfect time to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get your limited edition Trump inauguration coin. It has on one side the famous fist in the air pump of Donald Trump after the assassination attempt with fight, fight, fight on the bottom, battle for the Republic. And then on the flip side, 47th President Donald J. Trump's signature with the inauguration date etched at the bottom, January 20th, 2025. So you might call this the official inauguration campaign coin, if you will, of the 47th president. Limited edition of this silver coin available at thealexjonesstore.com. When it sells out, it's gone. Protective case included with every order. Get it before it sells out. This item is hot, and I suspect with the inauguration of Trump, there's going to be a rush on this, and it will sell out fast. So get it while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, as well as your health supplements, the InfoWars merchandise, the hats, the shirts, the hoodies, and so much more right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. We go now to the hearing, the confirmation hearing of Kristi Noem, DHS secretary nominee. Boy, oh boy, it's great to hear them bringing up the 300,000 missing children. The Democrats always hate when you bring that up. That's one of their Achilles heels, because there really is no fighting back on that. So that comes up during the hearing here in clip four.
Senator, the Trump administration never had a family separation policy. They had a zero tolerance policy, which said that our laws would be followed. What I'm alarmed by is the over 300,000 children that went missing during the Biden administration. And when we talk about children and what they're potentially facing as far as victimization in this country and the trafficking that's going on, this administration's lack of desire to find out where those children are, what they may be going through, is alarming to me. So I want to stop that.
Because my time is expiring, I'm just going to interrupt again with apologies to say, let's put aside.
Well, I can't put aside 340,000 children.
Labels. Let's put aside what happened in the past. There are still 1,000 children who are separated and waiting to be reunited. I'd like your commitment that you're going to continue the effort to reunite them with their parents.
Senator, keeping families together is critically important to me and to this country. I'm concerned about Lake and Riley's family, that they no longer have her. I'm concerned about the fact that we have people in this country that don't know where their children are, or people in other countries who sent their children here and they've been lost by this administration. So, yes, my focus will be to keep families together. We will uphold our law and we'll make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep our children safe from the trafficking and the drug epidemic that's hit this country.
Yeah, he wanted to deflect. Well, we're not going to talk about the past here. Senator Blumenthal, he really wanted to deflect quickly after they brought up the missing children. Was that something personal to him? I wonder. You know, that's one of the biggest scumbags to ever grace us in Congress, lying about being deployed to Vietnam. Senator Richard Blumenthal is a real piece of excrement. Truly one of the worst, an absolute piece of garbage, who doesn't want to talk about the missing children. I wonder if that's something personal to him. By the way, we'll come back to that with some other hearings where that got brought up as well. And again, it's really a huge Achilles heel of the Democrat open border policy. But here's Kristi Noem talking about the CBP One app, as Senator Hawley asks what she'll do about that in clip five.
Would pay for this kind of concierge service for illegals, I think, is outrageous. Will you end the use of the CBP One app?
Yes, Senator, if confirmed, and I have the opportunity to be secretary on day one, CBP One will be shut down. There's data and information in there that we will preserve so that we can ensure we know who's coming into this country and who's already here that we need to go find. But also we make sure that there's another program, CHNV, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, where our federal government actually paid to fly people into this country directly from other countries without any vetting or knowing who they are. So there's several of these programs that need to be eliminated, and we need to ensure that we're following legal immigration laws.
I'm glad you just mentioned CHNV. This is a mass parole program. Of course, as you know, our law allows parole in only very limited circumstances. There are two circumstances, and it requires case-by-case evaluation. The present administration, soon to be gone, has granted mass parole in direct defiance of the law, not case-by-case evaluation. The CHNV program is one of those instances. Will you put a stop to this abuse of our parole law and our asylum system?
Yes, we will go back to case-by-case evaluation of these parole cases and ensure that we have more resources, if you will partner with us, to make sure that our legal immigration system is fully utilized, that we have more judges, more immigration courts, so that we can process people legally and make sure that they are going through that process rather than that, like Joe Biden has done, use this as an excuse to allow people to come into our country with no consequences.
You know, I must say, I think Kristi Noem did a fantastic job in her hearing, and this is one of the picks I was a little more skeptical of. And I'm not here to pick out issues that we've had with any of these individuals in the past. I'm looking at this from a are they ready to handle the duties? Are they right for the job perspective? And I just thought this one didn't make any sense. Kristi Noem, DHS secretary, what experience does he have to fill that role? I was very, very skeptical of that pick. But I will say, she, to me, I would say, of the hearings we've seen, she came the most prepared for her hearing. I was very impressed with that. And I think that, and this is kind of strange but true, I feel like what she brings more than anything to this role is not necessarily any resume or experience that she can point to that, that says, I'm right for this job. But strangely enough, motherly instincts to protect the country. That's kind of what I was getting out of this. Just, it sounds like very motherly instincts of someone that just wants to protect her kids, of course, as this role as the DHS secretary, just protect the country. But it was funny watching some of these other hearings. I'll maybe compare it to Pam Bondi, but there were others too, where you could tell, like, there was very little, it didn't feel like there was very much preparation. Noam came in there with all the notes. She studied the entire book before coming in, where Bondi, I think, just kind of was like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll show up and sit down and, you know, I'll pass. And it kind of reminds me, like, in school or high school, where one kid might not need to study, but for like 5-10 minutes before an exam and can get an A. And then another student might need to study for 3-4 hours before the exam to get an A. But Noam came prepared. She really did. She had all the notes, and she read the book before she sat down for this. All right, one more clip here. She's asked about all the murderers let in under the Biden administration and what she would do about that in clip 6.
Mayorkas let in about 12,000 murderers. How many would you target to let into this country?
My goal every day would be to have no murderers allowed into this country in our communities.
Mayorkas allowed 16,000 rapists. How many would you target to let in?
Every day I'd work to make sure that there was none let into this country.
He let 600,000, Mayorkas, 600,000 people with criminal convictions. How many would you allow in?
We would work every day to make sure people are safe and that those with criminal convictions are immediately removed.
How many private jets would you have the United States taxpayers have fly into foreign countries to pick up people to bring them here?
Yeah, Senator, we will no longer be undertaking that mission at the Department of Homeland Security.
So not 700,000 individuals on private jets over the last 4 years. You would not have any.
No. I'll be working with President Trump to put in place his agenda and adherence to our federal laws.
And how many illegals will you plan to house in luxury hotel rooms in Manhattan at a cost of $6,000 per month?
Sir, clearly, Senator, during this election, the American people said they did not support that and that that would not be a part of this new administration.
How about sex change operations for illegals? How many would you suspect you would fund?
Senator, I believe that the Department of Homeland Security will be reevaluating its mission in this country to not allow that going forward under President Trump's goals.
Well, that pretty much slices and dices what Mayorkas did in the Biden administration, doesn't it? My God, Mayorkas, this guy belongs in jail for what he did. Unbelievable. Probably the worst ever. I mean, I think Mayorkas is worse than Benedict Arnold. Mayorkas probably did more damage to this country without getting the credit than anybody ever in the history of this country. I mean, you look at some of the other big names, people talk about Obama and others, all the damage they did. Mayorkas doesn't get near the credit. I mean, this guy's top five scorer of all time in destroying the United States, putting points on the board. I'm serious, maybe number one. We're talking 15, 20 million illegal immigrants. We're talking tens of thousands, rapists, murderers, terrorists, gang members. And that son of a bitch did it all and sat there and said it wasn't going on. He's a top five scorer of destroying this country all time. He deserves the credit. Mayorkas deserves the credit for what he's done. He's up there on the big board. He's up there in the Hall of Fame for traitors to this country. It's disgusting. All right, one left over from yesterday's Scott Bessent hearing. You didn't hear too much about this, did you? The Chinese hacking into the U.S. Treasury Department? That's kind of a big deal. Clip 2.
As we saw from the December 8th hack by some Chinese entities into the Treasury, which is very serious, that was through a work-from-home software app So one of the policies that I support, I intend to be in the building every day that I am in Washington, and I support a return to the office, which is against the current Treasury policy.
So these bums in the Biden administration didn't even show up for work. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's computer, among 400 other systems hacked by China. The hacking is just transitory. I look like a naked mole rat, and I can't even shave my face from the disgusting hairs growing out of my mole on my chin. Sorry, that woman is just a freak show. Didn't hear much about that. China hacking into the U.S. Treasury through a work-from-home app, because these bums, these slugs, didn't even show up for work. Yeah, I'm not surprised we didn't hear too much about that. All right, now this is there's not too much in this clip, but I think it was worth playing for a couple reasons. Elizabeth Warren questioning Trump's housing and urban development nominee, Scott Turner. There's a couple of revelations in this clip about the Democrat Party ideology and policy that tell a larger story. And then also notice that Elizabeth Warren, because Scott Turner has a little bit of a southern drawl on him, he's got a little bit of a kind of an accent there. So Warren goes into a southern accent herself, addressing Scott Turner. Here it is, clip three.
Do you support additional federal investment in programs so that we can lower the cost of building affordable housing?
Thank you, Senator Warren. I appreciate our visit together, and thank you for your time in this. As you said, there are many factors to why housing is so expensive now. And I believe first we have to get our fiscal house in order in our country. Interest rates are at an all-time high. Inflation is at an all-time high.
Fair enough, Mr. Turner, but I'd just like to focus, because it is a big problem, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but the chairman's going to be tough on time. And that is, I just want to make sure I understand. Do you support additional federal investment in programs so that we can lower the cost of building affordable housing?
That's, she just developed a southern draw after hearing him talk. That's an amazing phenomenon. The very premise here is completely off. What is this? Since when does the U.S. taxpayer have a duty to house anybody? Oh, I get it. We're bleeding heart liberals. And look, every human, supposedly, maybe not some of these Democrats that want to chop up children and love abortion so much and everything else. But yeah. Every human at some point has a bit of a soul, a sympathetic, empathetic view. You walk down the streets, you see struggling homeless people, whatever, downtrodden, and, you know, okay, it's sad. Maybe you want to help, but what duty does the U.S. taxpayer, what duty does the federal government have to take care of these people? And the answer is none. The answer is there is no duty. There is no mandate. So this whole premise that, oh, it's our job to take care of homeless people. It's our job to make sure there's, quote unquote, affordable housing. Something we have to do. No, it's not. It's simply not. And I don't care how cold-blooded that sounds. I don't care how heartless that sounds. That is not the federal government's duty. That is not the U.S. taxpayer's burden. Period. And see, really, why do you have this phenomenon? The only reason you have the phenomenon of needing affordable housing is because of Democrat Party policy. It was actually said, I'd never heard this before, listening to Sirius XM radio today on the Andrew Wilkow show, and he said, you know, the main approach to these issues, to summarize it between the left and the right, is you have the haves and the have-nots. I'm paraphrasing it in my own words, but basically, you have the haves and the have-nots, and the Democrats want to look at the have-nots and say, let's just take everything from the haves, and even if everybody ends up as have-nots, at least there's equity. So the Democrats look at it as they see haves and have-nots, and they say, well, we should just make sure everybody's a have-not, and then it's equity. Of course, they're not included in that. But, okay, so that's the approach is everybody has to be a have-not. If there's any have-nots, then everybody has to be a have-not. Republicans look at it as the haves and have-nots, and they say, what do we need to do so that the have-nots can be in the haves? What policies, what do we need to do with the economy and other such things, culture, education? How do we turn everybody into a have and get them out of the have-not? And there really is a lot of truth to that simple summary. But this premise that somehow you're responsible as a taxpayer, somehow it's the federal government's burden to make sure you can afford to have a house or to make sure that, you can not be homeless or these affordable housing. Yeah, there's things you can do with policy that you've done everything wrong with to put us in this situation. But no, it's not the taxpayer's burden. It is simply not and never should be the taxpayer's burden to ensure affordable housing or housing for homeless. And by the way, all the programs that they've run to address this issue have failed miserably. So it hasn't even worked. And homelessness is worse than ever. All right, finish the clip.
Thank you, Senator Warren. What I do support is maximizing the budget that we do have. And making sure that
So is that a no to additional investments?
It's a yes to maximizing the investment that we have and making sure that the programs that we do have are meeting the intended need and serving those that are intended to serve.
Well, I have to say that gives me real pause. You know, we've just established that we have a terrible gap of
and now she's real Southern.
And we have a program here that has helped close that gap.
Hey, I'm real Southern now, Elizabeth
Warren. Bless them. They're doing what they can. But they don't have enough money to match the scale of the problem nationwide. And what I'm looking for is a commitment that we're at least going to look, try to get some more help to the state and local communities that are trying to build affordable housing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I do look forward to looking at the home program and other programs. But my point, there's record funding from HUD. HUD's budget is nearly $70 billion at this point, and we're still not meeting the need that we're supposed to be meeting.
Which might mean
and
that
so
we need
I think
more
we
money
need to take
there.
Inventory
let me, if I can,
budget.
Jeez. Makes you like Scott Turner, though. Basically saying, hey, we got plenty of money here. Money's not the problem. And I'm not coming into this position with my hat in hand asking for more money. But Warren says, hey, you need to ask for more money, and I'll make sure that you get other people's money. I'll make sure that other people's money is made relatively readily available to you. Just say you need it. That's what we want. Now, going back to the border issue. This is an incredible exchange between Tom Homan and AOC, truly incredible. Listen to this in clip 22.
And so the recommendation of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Oh, she froze.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their...
If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father
Mr. Homan, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum and go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
Please respect the chair's authority. The gentleman,
I respect the chair's authority, but the chair...
Mr. Homan!
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a taxpayer. You work for me.
The witness will suspend.
Homan, 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 Homan. Man, he went Sean Connery on their ass. Homan, Homan. All right, more on the illegal immigration issue. As predicted, they're now reporting Self-deportations are taking place. Clip 26.
Trump has promised to carry out the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. And before those operations begin, some migrants are already choosing to leave the country voluntarily. News Nation's Jorge Ventura joins us live from San Antonio, Texas this morning with more on this story. Jorge, how many migrants are we actually seeing doing this, leaving voluntarily?
Right now, Mark, it's unclear, but we are starting to see a trend, and this comes as cities across the U.S. and Mexico are now bracing for President-elect's deportation operation. But his hardline messaging on those deportation efforts have some migrants panicking and some even choosing now to self-deport back to their home countries. I spoke with immigration attorney Rolando Vasquez, who tells me that some of the immigrants that he represents that entered under the Biden administration are now choosing to return home, fearing deportation under the incoming administration.
Just as recent as yesterday, they notified me that they're going to depart the country voluntarily. And understanding that, you know, the Trump administration is going to carry through on their promises.
And it's not just Trump's deportation plans that are influenced these decisions. Vasquez says it's also that Mexico is now open to accepting non-Mexican deportees. Mexico's move would impact Cuban and Venezuelan migrants the most, since those countries typically do not accept deportation flights from the U.S., but may from Mexico.
This is causing for many migrants to leave on their own, knowing that they're either going to be deported to their home country or be deported to Mexico. And they obviously, the overwhelming majority of them do not want to be in Mexico.
And my sources in Mexico tell me that it's likely that cartels and smugglers will exploit, kidnap, and extort those newly deported migrants. As of right now, it's unclear if Mexico has a plan to protect those deported migrants, Marky.
Yeah, borders about to change on Monday. At least that's what voters were promised. Jorge Ventura, thank you so much. Live from San Antonio this morning.
Obviously, an out-of-control issue that the Biden administration caused. And it is truly out of control. 20 million illegal immigrants in 4 years is just a crazy issue. And we're kind of being warned to curb our expectations, and it's very frustrating. And so I understand all sides of this. But really, you will see mass self-deportations with policy, which is already happening. And the number one key here is going to be just cut off the welfare. You cut off all the freebies, you cut off the free housing, the free meals, and everything else, and they're gone. They're gone. Period. They will go somewhere else. They will self-deport. They'll go to Mexico. They'll go anywhere. Anywhere they can get a freebie. If it's not here, they're leaving. So I think you're going to have the self-deportations. We'll have deportations. And the criminals need to go immediately.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now. And we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C plus. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambuca's gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Might trigger liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right. We're going a little outside of the lines here in this short segment. Because this, you know, this is just an interesting conversation being had. And there's a lot of different ways you could take this one. And, you know, when we open up the phone line, somebody might want to respond to it. But this is Shannon Sharp on his show, Uncle Shay Shay. And I forget the name of this guest that he has on. Donnell Rawlings, thank you, crew. Talking about the grand white scheme to make sure we all stay rich and empowered. Interesting choice of discussion on the show. Here it is, clip 24.
That's what them white boys have figured out a thing to do. They figured out a way to make each other rich.
Yes. They support each other.
They have a system.
They just support each other.
They have a system. They have a system. All right. This person. Okay. Let's say, guess what? Everybody ain't going to be the funniest. But who's going to be the best business people? Who's going to be the best hustlers or whatever? And they have a system that they make each other stars.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Black people don't do that.
I want you to be a star. I just don't want you to be bigger than me. So if that means
yeah, you don't want me to be a star.
Yeah, okay. Well, I want you to be a
star. That's why. You don't want you. Oh, nah, let me be a star first.
Right.
They don't look at it like that.
No.
That crew, they can say, I don't give a they, where is that sense of unity? Always talk shit. Why isn't Spike Lee the most sought after director doing the biggest movies and everything? What y'all wanted? We want him to do black movies, blah, 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 blah. I'm doing black movies, black action, everything. Guess what? You ain't going to see my movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have no power. When does it stop? And then at the end of the day, you can take race and everything away. You got good people and bad people.
Yeah, on both sides. Absolutely.
And in relationship, no matter what anybody thinks about wrong, whatever the relationship I have with him, he's always been a stand-up guy to me, always pick up my call, and always been like, do you need anything? I got you.
You can only base what you know about a person through personal experience.
Right.
So somebody else judging Joe Rogan that's never been around Joe Rogan, and you having a personal relationship with Joe Rogan and saying, this is how he is with me.
But you can't do that, Shannon, because people want the relationship they have with you, they want you to have a similar relationship.
They do.
They want you to have a similar relationship. When I watched the one, Miss Pat, I was like, she right. That's the type of person he is.
Mm-hmm.
But our own people are so critical of each other. When Joe said, Donnell, I was like, how do I get subscribers like that? He said, just do a podcast on a tape recorder, anything. Just do it. I'll tweet it out. You'll get some licks off of that. Then you do all the other podcasts. Next thing you know, be on.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I did it. I came out the gate with like 7,000 subscribers mm-hmm. off of that. And people can say what they want to say. I'm so sick of the black, white, that type of shit. There's some people that stand up people and they say what they're going to do.
Right.
He's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I've never been a part of what he talks about in the beginning of that clip. I've never really seen that unless he's, is he talking about some other groups that, are white? But I don't know. It's very, I don't really fully get it. But of course, the irony here is, and everybody has their own perspective, right? I mean, there's a reason he's saying that. But, as far as I can tell, the only people I see doing that is we just saw it in Texas. No white people allowed. You have black only groups, you have promotion of black people by black people, and that's the only thing I ever see. So I don't see anything of what he's talking about with white people. But okay. And then he talks about how Joe Rogan does the opposite. So then what is diversity, equity, and inclusion all about then? What's that all about? That's certainly not white people looking out for white people. By the way, I tuned into ESPN, which is run by white people. I was at the barbershop today. They got ESPN on. I didn't see a single white person. It was all black people on there. So what's the complaint here?
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexshowstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
It's an old man.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Never, ever quit. Never quit. And I've seen people quitting. And if they would have held out longer, they would have been successful. I've seen it so much. I've seen some of the most brilliant people in the world that never made it because they were quitters. They were just quitters. They would quit. They just couldn't take it. They couldn't whatever. One of the things about loving what you do is that it's not work, and therefore you don't quit automatically. It's a lot easier not to quit. But you can never give up. Now, you have to also have flexibility, though. You can't necessarily say, I'm never giving up, I'm going to... And you got to be able to weave and bob. You don't have to go through a concrete wall when you can go over it or around it or under it or something. You have to have flexibility. You have to always be able to change course a little bit. Maybe always with that same goal, but don't quit.
Don't quit. President Trump says don't quit. Well, then we won't quit. We'll keep it going. Now, maybe we can take that into what SpaceX is doing right now, catching rockets out of midair. And there's another story that I want to talk about with that phenomenon here in this segment. But there's a couple things going on right now with Elon Musk and with SpaceX that are noteworthy, not just the snatch out of midair of the rocket yesterday, because there was a small failure, you might say, with the launch as a part of it. The top of it actually blew up. There was apparently a gas leak that led to an explosion, but the main rocket was able to maintain flight and its integrity and then get caught out of midair. Truly, I mean, that clip right there is like mind-blowing. If I didn't know it was real, I would say it was fake. I would say it was AI. To watch this rocket slowly fall out of the sky in a controlled fall and then get snatched up by this gigantic arm to be relaunched later. I mean, that is unreal stuff. And it's truly being underappreciated. And I'm not really a big space guy, rocket guy. It's not really my thing. It's like I'm not inherently excited about this stuff or follow this stuff because it's what I'm into. But you watch it and you got to appreciate it. Now, that is the aftermath, which is just insane. Now, that's the aftermath. If you see the rocket as it's getting caught there, the top is missing. That's because the top blew up because of a gas leak. And then that what you see on the screen are the parts falling into the ocean after it blew up. Wow. Have you ever seen, by the way, you know, shooting stars are amazing, asteroids, meteors, comets, all kinds of different aerial phenomenons that are about the coolest things that you can ever see. Have you ever actually seen any form of a spacecraft or anything like that blow up? It is actually incredibly cool to see. I saw when I was a kid, I'll never forget it, and everybody saw it, but when I was a kid, there was a satellite that blew up. It was in the middle of the night at a soccer game, and everybody looked up. Everyone on the field and the crowd, everybody looked up at this satellite that just blew up and was falling out of space, and it was like, holy smokes, and it looked a lot like that. It was obviously a lot smaller, but imagine seeing that, not knowing what it was. So we're now catching rockets with a robotic arm for reuse. This could change not just space flight, but even just Earth flight radically. And I've got an example of that and where I think SpaceX is going to take this next. So we can talk about, you know, Mars and the moon or anything else as far as space flight and voyages are concerned. But they're also talking about Earth flight using these rockets, which is a whole other phenomenon. But okay, so you're looking at the clips. And by the way, we played the HD clip. That was SpaceX's actual feed. We showed you the clip of kind of there's like a viewing gallery outside of the SpaceX complex at the tip of Texas at the border. Right down there by South Padre Island, very popular thing for the locals to do is to go watch these flights. And so you can kind of see the people's view there from, looks like maybe a mile or half a mile out of the rocket getting snatched out of midair, falling out of the sky. I mean, just truly incredible. I mean, it's awe-inspiring. And I'm not a big, again, this isn't really my forte here, but you watch that, it's almost hard even to believe that it's real, except there the people are watching it, filming it, so you know it's real. But, okay, so I'm watching this, and I didn't even know this was going on. The crew was monitoring it, and then they were like, hey, this rocket is about to take off and then land. Let's carry it live. So we carried it live yesterday's show. But here's what's amazing to me, and I don't know, this is just kind of how my mind works, just observing and reporting to you. I log on to X, and I didn't even bother crunching the numbers, and I don't want to even make my crew go do it because it's just so disgusting. A lot of people in this audience may know what I'm talking about. Some may not. So unfortunately, I'll have to go into brief detail. But I have not covered this on the show because I don't want to be a part of covering it. I think it's just despicable, and I just want nothing to do with it. I don't want to give it any air. But there's this phenomenon where whores, I mean, they're whores, they're sluts, decide they're going to do their own adult filming, and they try to sleep with as many men as possible in a window of time, and then claim they've broken some record. It's not a record. You're making these things up. Records are honorable. Records are accomplishments. Records require strength, training, determination, will, laying down on your back and opening your legs and letting people run through like it's a line to get into the DMV or something is not a record. You're not setting a record. I don't care how many men you sleep with in whatever period of time. You're not setting a record. You're just a slut. Okay? That's what you are. So I never cover this stuff, and I really don't even want to cover it now, but I there's a reason I'm doing this. So if I log on to X, and whenever these online whores do this, it's like the top thing. And it gets like millions of views. And I guarantee you, and I'm not asking my crew to do it, they already put some of it on screen, but they could show you examples, I'm sure. And you can go look at these different accounts that are posting this stuff. Oh, online whore sleeps with 1,000 men in a day. Online whore sleeps with 100 men in an hour. Whatever these whatever these fake records they claim are. And again, I don't even care, whatever. Prostitutes, whores have always existed, so this is just the new phenomenon. You just film it and do it online for money. But it's not like it's a new phenomenon, you know, women being prostitutes. It's just a new world with the internet. But anytime somebody posts about that, top commented post, most repost, most views, most impressions, we just caught a rocket out of midair. That you want to know what is holy shit? Catching a rocket out of midair. Not an online prostitute laying on a bed, opening her legs and claiming she set some sort of a record. And then walking around downtown afterwards like, oh, look, I'm doing a slut walk. Sorry, that's not a record. That's not an accomplishment. I don't care about it. Why are we talking about it? That stuff gets more views, more clicks, and more attentions than catching a rocket out of midair. There's something deeply disturbing about that to me. The fact that humans are more into staring and glamorizing and talking about an online hooker than one of the biggest modern marvels in world history could change space travel and flight and rocket science and the future forever. And I log on to X and I barely see people talking about catching a rocket out of midair, but everybody wants to talk about some online hooker. That is deeply disturbing to me about our culture. That is deeply disturbing to me about conversations going on online. We have really lost the way. We have really lost the way and become extremely lazy intellectually, philosophically, scientifically, when that's the phenomenon. So I just kind of realized that, and I don't really hype this stuff again because I'm not into it, but it's still awe-inspiring. It's still incredible. I see the implications for the future. I see what this is. I mean, we're living through this history, and it barely even gets talked about. If this was going on, and I got a clip that will kind of bring it home. If this was going on in the 70s, it would be the biggest story. People would be gathering around their TVs to watch these rocket launches and catches. It'd be the top story on every news broadcast. Everybody would see the HD footage of this rocket being caught. We'd be excited. We'd be proud. And you don't get any of it now. Why is that? Why aren't we celebrating this? Why aren't we celebrating the expansion potentially of our civilization? The expansion of space exploration. The expansion of human possibility, capability. A mind-blowing thing. It used to be mind-blowing putting rockets into space. Whether you believe it or not, moon landing was probably fake. I'm not here to do commentary on that. Just as a concept, this is real. They just put a rocket in the air and caught it. I mean, why aren't we excited about this? Why isn't this bringing Americans together? Why isn't this the top story? Why isn't everybody talking about it? And why is it that an online hooker gets more attention than catching a damn rocket out of midair? Something is severely disturbing about that to me. Now, I think this does represent this is coming back, whether we want to hype it up or not, or take it as seriously as it should be taken for the implications on the future. I don't think it matters, but this is going to be a huge story. The next 4 years, I'm telling you right now, space flight, expansion of human civilization, and even Earth flight using rockets like this is going to be advanced radically. Enhanced and advanced in the next 4 years. Maybe they put another man on the moon or the first man on the moon. Maybe they land a rocket ship on Mars. Maybe they set up a base on moon or the Mars. I don't know. But this is real. Trump is going to make sure it happens. Musk is going to make sure it happens. Bezos involved in it as well. He's doing it for more business purposes. He's trying to get these rocket launches and then land on pads in the ocean because he's trying to get military contracts. But nonetheless, that's what Blue Origin is trying to do. So this is like real stuff. We're actually expanding ourselves right now in the field of rocket science and all the implications that come along with it for the future. And it's just like barely that exciting. Nobody's really talking about it. Doesn't really get all the play, doesn't really get all the hype. But it's like this is going on. And so I anticipate a speech like this from President Trump at some point in time, maybe at the inauguration. This is President Kennedy at Rice University in 1962, clip 11.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too.
I suspect there will be a speech like that from Donald J. Trump in the next 4 years. About space travel and the use and utilization of rockets, even for consumer use. Now, Musk posted this video. There's no commentary on it, but it's a concept video of how these rockets will be used by consumers to travel. SpaceX Earth-to-Earth transport will enable, instead of Los Angeles to New York in 5 hours, 25 minutes, it'll be 25 minutes. Bangkok to Dubai, 27 minutes. Tokyo to Singapore, 28 minutes. London to New York, 29 minutes. New York to Paris, 30 minutes. Sydney to Singapore, 31 minutes. Los Angeles to London, 32 minutes. London to Hong Kong, 34 minutes. Now, this stuff really excites me because, how can I put this? If you could find a way to add minutes or hours to your day, would you do it? Of course you would. And isn't, in a way, that what technology really enables more than anything? The speed of communication, the speed of travel, the advancements in these fields, doesn't that just add time to your day? Take hours off of the time needed to travel? Take hours off the time needed to communicate? Do work? Isn't that what AI is about? Isn't that ultimately the goal here? Efficiency? Time efficiency? Can you add hours to the day? No. But can you add efficiency to save time during a day? Absolutely. So this stuff actually excites me. It's the same reason why I've wanted to see a speed rail, a light train, in Texas. So if I want to go to Dallas or Houston or San Antonio, I can hop on and be there in 30 minutes instead of going on the road that has construction and traffic and everything else. I'd love to see that for the United States of America, like what they have in Europe. We don't get that, though, because we got to fund everything else. You know, we can't build our own infrastructure. We've got to build other countries' infrastructures and fund foreign citizens and foreign wars and foreign countries. So, you know, we don't get any of that. We have to leave that to the private sector. But that's the kind of stuff I'm into. So I don't think I would ever want to go to space. I don't think I'd ever want to take a rocket to space. But, yeah, if I needed to travel and I could take a rocket to get to a different country in half an hour, now we're talking. Instead of a 10-hour flight or something, oh yeah, layovers, everything else. Now I'm into that. So that's also what SpaceX is trying to advance right now. And Trump is fully behind all of this, by the way. Now here's Elon Musk talking about the Biden administration's last attack on him before Biden leaves office and also about a lawsuit here in clip 7.
I did actually have the funding secured, and there was a big trial in San Francisco, a big civil trial, and the jury found me not guilty. Unanimous finding of a San Francisco jury. The reason I agreed to the fine for the SEC is not because the SEC was correct. That was extremely bad behavior by the SEC, corruption, frankly. But if I did not agree to pay the fine, Tesla would have gone bankrupt immediately. So I was told by our CFO that the banks would immediately suspend our lines of credit. Mm-hmm. And if they suspend our lines of credit at that time, we would have gone bankrupt instantly. So we would have, there would never have been an opportunity for a trial because Tesla would be dead. So really, if this is like someone holding a gun to your kid's head and saying, pay $20 million and admit to, this is like a hostage negotiation.
Does that sound familiar? By the way, that's not the only civil lawsuit that Musk has had to go through. Does it sound familiar? So I'm not telling you to trust Elon Musk. I'm not even saying I fully trust him. I kind of do the Elon Musk approval rating. It's gone, usually goes from, you know, 51% to 49%. Maybe sometimes it'll jump to a 52 or a 48. I'd say it's probably at like 50 right now. But I mean, the things that they do to him are the things that they do to people that are truly against their agenda. The corrupt U.S. government, the deep state, the satanic, dehumanizing globalist corporate world government management class. So I'm not saying you have to trust Elon Musk. I'm not even saying I trust Elon Musk. I'm just telling you the evil people that were engaged in ending their rule over this planet, they hate Elon Musk. And that's very real. He's got the rap sheet to prove that. And a lot of the stuff that they've done to him, they've done to us. And in fact, it's even sometimes the exact same Democrat lawyers. That's how crazy it is. All right. Now, I'm going to give out the phone number, and we are halfway through today's Friday transmission. I've got through a lot of the news. We do still have other news and video clips to get through, but we'll start taking some calls as well. Let's put the number up on the screen. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we will take calls the rest of the show. Anything we've talked about is fair game, but it is Friday, and as is tradition, it's open line, so I suppose you can call in on anything you want. 877-789-2539. Remember, to get your limited edition Trump inaugural coin, silver coin, from thealexjonesstore.com, limited edition. I suspect this is going to sell out soon. It has the inaugural date with Donald Trump's signature, 47th President of the United States, on one side. On the other side, it has Donald Trump with the famous fist in the air, fight, fight, fight pose. This is the limited edition coin available now at thealexjonesstore.com. If you want this piece of InfoWars lore, U.S. lore, Trump inauguration history, get it before it sells out at thealexjonesstore.com. This is just one of the great things we have there available for you. We did announce a new product yesterday, and that is Alex Jones Atomic Defense Natural Health Defense. This is now available at thealexjonesstore.com as well. It's your ultimate shield against the daily onslaught of toxins and globalist schemes. This powerhouse formula combines cumin extract, turmeric, sea moss, honey powder, and more to supercharge your immune system and revitalize your health like never before. With every dose, you're fortifying your body with the best nature has to offer while saying no to Big Pharma's lies. Take control of your health and unleash the power of Atomic Defense. On sale now, 30% off when you purchase one bottle, 35% off when you purchase two, and 40% off when you purchase three bottles. That's a 90-day supply of Atomic Defense. All of this happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you support us there, that's what keeps this transmission on the air. All right, your calls, other news stories coming up on the other side of this break.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind The Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on thealexjonesstore.com. It has nothing to do with InfoWars. Not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get great supplements, t-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on air. They're amazing products. Thank you so much for taking action. You are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS gummies are finally back in stock. Now, this is our number one bestseller at thealexjonesstore.com, and for good reason. Ultimate CMOS gummies are loaded with iodine, which we know that our thyroid needs in order to effectively detox our bodies from all the pollutants and toxins that are in the food, water, and air that we breathe. Folks, we are under relentless assault from the New World Order. They're trying to shut down InfoWars, they're trying to silence Alex Jones, and they're trying to attack our minds and our bodies with all these toxins and chemicals that are all around us all the time. Please check out Ultimate CMOS gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com and benefit from the amazing benefits of this product. It's got bladderwrack and burdock root in it, which is also rich in iodine. It's the amazing, most bioavailable way to get iodine in your thyroid. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and experience the benefits of the antioxidant and immune support, energy and bone strength, helps promote heart health, provides gut support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Check it out right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're lining up your calls right now. Gavin Newsom, as predicted, as we knew he would, begging, just begging to get the disaster relief aid before Trump takes office. Posting this moments ago, Congress should do the right thing, provide expedited disaster aid to Californians in need, no conditions, no strings attached. Oh, no conditions, he says. Yeah, how convenient. I'm telling you, folks, he is begging for this money right now. He sent a letter to Johnson, Thune, Jeffries, and Schumer saying, we need to get this now. We need to get this before Trump takes office. Expedited. With no conditions. I told you, he is on his knees begging. He wants that money before Trump gets into office, because as soon as Trump gets in, there'll be real oversight and they won't be able to steal it. And the conditions, like, okay, you're going to have to refund the fire department. You're going to have to start cutting fire breaks, clearing out the brush, refilling the reservoirs, having new water policies. They don't want any of that. They just want the money. No strings attached, no conditions, as he said, and then they're going to steal it, and nothing is going to change. And if you're a victim of this, you're not going to see a dime. But that won't be so easy if Donald Trump is the president, will it? No, I don't think so. By the way, there are these videos making their rounds of certain areas of California's tap water coming out looking extremely discolored here in clip 14. So I don't know how many different areas, what areas this is impacting, but a lot of people are filming the water coming out of the tap, and it's disgusting. And they're saying nobody in the California government, local, state, nobody is telling them what's going on. Nobody is telling them if it's safe or not. Well, I mean, one look at that, you can tell it ain't safe. I'm not drinking that. So let me do what apparently the California Democrats are too scared to do. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to advise you not to drink the water. You know, maybe if you got a water filter from us, then you'd be all right. But they won't tell them whether the water is safe or not, even though it's coming out gray and murky. What an absolute disaster. What an absolute disaster. All right. Let's take some phone calls here. Oh, we just mentioned California. So why not go to California? Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen. Yes, you were talking earlier about your theories of why they might have had to move the inauguration inside, and it sure isn't because it was cold. I want to give a hat tip to Zero Hedge. Tuesday of this week, their headline, Chinese drone firm DJI eliminates no-fly zones 1 week before Trump's inauguration. So now you got the biggest manufacturer of drones on Earth. Anybody that's already got those, you can fly anywhere you want to now, I suppose. All you get is a little warning that says, now be a good person and don't go where you're not supposed to go. I think prior to that, it would actually knock them out of the sky. But I think now you can go where you want to go, and that's why. But by the way, just as a footnote to this, just because they go inside doesn't mean everything I just said doesn't keep going. They could do it the day after, the day before, a week later, next month. It could be in some other city having nothing to do with Washington, D.C., et cetera. But anyways, that's a big problem when you take geofencing down off all the drones.
Yeah, I think I'm not a drone expert. I think when you go into those zones, it just makes it return to where it took off from. I don't think they, you know, fall to the ground. I'm assuming that's the case. I don't fly drones, so I'm not positive, but I think that's the case with that. So the fact that they did remove that, with that date obviously would be concerning. But again, to reemphasize what I said when I went into depth on this, there's a reason why they moved it indoors. Okay. And whether it's that or something else, they got intel and they said, yeah, we've got to address this and move it indoors. So, I'm just going to leave it at that. But there's a reason. There have been developments. And, you get it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Owen.
All right, Tim, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jen in Georgia. Jen, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Jen. All right. Let's see here. they're still putting callers on the board. So I'll tell you what, let me finish with them getting all these callers on the board, because I can see on my screen that they're still kind of operating it and getting everything ready. And so there might have been a button pushed wrong there, because sometimes that happens when I go to somebody and they're still answering calls. So just get the lines filled, guys. Just focus on that. I won't go to another caller here. I'll instead go to some of this news. All right. Just some raw political news here. John Husted, Ohio's lieutenant governor, tapped to replace J.D. Vance in the Senate. So that will be your next senator from Ohio, John Husted. And then there will be a special election in the 2026 calendar year. Ramaswamy plans to run for governor of Ohio. And I would imagine DeWine has the incumbent power, but he's not very popular. So I think Ramaswamy could very quickly become your front runner to be the next governor of Ohio. There's another interesting story that I've seen surfacing, but I'm not sure if it's true or not. Sarah McBride, formerly, I believe, Tim McBride, this is the Democrat representative from Delaware, transgender, a man. It's a man that cross-dresses, so it's a man that dresses like a woman and then changed the name to Sarah. First transgender person elected to Congress. And so others are reporting this. LGBTQ Nation, Sarah McBride named deputy whip for policy for House Democrats. I'm not so sure if this is true or not. It's hard to get an original official source, because there are also stories out there that say Watson Coleman has been named Democrat deputy whip for policy. And, you know, either one of these would be a diversity move, obviously, either the trans person or the black woman. But it's like conflicting reports, even though they're saying it's this transgender, this man that's cross-dressing is going to be the Democrat whip. So you wouldn't be surprised if that's what the Democrats did, and that's what she's reporting. So that's good. So a man that cross-dresses like a woman, we're celebrating that, and that's our new diversity to be the deputy whip for policy. Fun. Fun stuff. These people are very serious. It's very serious stuff, and you better not misgender him. You better not misgender him, or that could be considered a crime, actually, if you would do that. Check out what they're up to. Kathy Hochul's State of the State address in New York. They're getting funky here. Check it out. Clip 16. I got my suit tonight. I'ma leave it off on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Gonna show you what's the State of the State. Certainly is. Black and white. And you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you what's good thing. State of the State, don't you know? Mm-hmm. How you doing, New York? With that freak governor. State of the State, for sure. Her, kiss her, love her. That girl is all right. Yeah. That girl is poison. Yeah, for sure. Kathy Hochul is poison. If poison had a face, it would be Kathy Hochul. Agree or disagree? Put her face on the screen. It is a wrenchful looking face. It's dreadful. Kind of makes you feel bad for her to have to live with that face. If poison had a face, it would be Kathy Hochul's face. If there was a physical manifestation in a face, that was poison, it would be Kathy Hochul's face. No doubt about it. Okay, lines are filled now, so we are good to go. Let's go to, boy, we got callers in New York, so why not go there? Naeem in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I was so excited to meet you guys. And just basically, you guys are all heroes and you're doing God's work. That's all I want to say first. But basically, with the smart cities, and we know that Trump's taking back and he's trying to help everyone, and we got to get all these puppets out of here. I just found out Bill Gates is having dinner with Trump. I don't know if that's old news or not. But
yeah, they already had the dinner. We played Bill Gates' response to it earlier. Yeah, that already happened.
Yeah, they're going to fold either way, but we're just worried because they're not going to go out and just, oh, we're giving up. They're going to blow up the planet, or they're going to isolate certain cities, all the populated cities with the most people. They're going to blow up the bridges so that way they can release a virus. And it's going to be just like those movies where the bridge is cut off, the army's sitting at the end of the bridge, and they're saying, nope, no one's coming over here. You guys are all staying there. We don't know what you're infected with. But, you know, until we figure this out, you guys are going to have to stay there and probably cannibalize each other. So we're terrified. We don't know what they're going to do.
Well, do not live in fear, my friend.
No idea. No idea what we're going to do here.
Do not live in fear. I mean, look, if you're really concerned about that, I would just get off the island. Just get out of those areas. I don't know what else I can say to that.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend want to do that more than anything. More than anything. Like, our plan, we got to get out of here before 2030. Like, I just feel like something before 2030 is, like, the max. If not, within the next 2 weeks. Or sooner, because L.A. is already gone. That is just mind-blowing, and people are just going about their day like it's nothing. Like the trains that when I go to work, they're just packed like sardine cans. We're all dead here. There's not going to be any food. I'm not freaking out. I'm still doing the best I can. I have faith. I believe in God, and God doesn't give his hardest battles to people that can't handle it. There's always a way, but, you know, it's just I can't talk to normal people about this, or whatever you want to call normal. It's just, I can't talk about it, but more people are waking up, and we could thank just God for that, and your crew and Alex and everyone, just for talking about it.
Well, you know, it's an interesting situation with California, Los Angeles more specifically, and thank you for the call. It's like a cancer, and sure, you could make the argument, and maybe rightfully so, that you can avoid the riffraff. If you live in Southern California, you can live in nice areas and never go to the bad areas and, you know, okay. But those massive luxury apartment high rises that they put downtown that they never rented and turned into homeless, unofficial homeless shelters and are now covered in graffiti, that's real. That happened. The cities that just burned to the ground, the communities that just burned to the ground and everything that led to that, that's real. That happened. So, yeah, you can try to avoid all of this stuff and then pretend, you know, out of sight, out of mind. No, that's going on. And if the cancer isn't removed, then it just expands, takes over the whole body and destroys it. And that's the real story of Los Angeles and California politically with the Democrats and likely in New York as well. So it's like, yeah, you can avoid it and, you know, avoid some of the craziness and avoid the deranged bums that run around harassing people, you know, avoid the fire areas, avoid the downtown areas and pretend like, hey, everything's fine and good. The cancer's over there. It's not going to get me. But eventually it does. Eventually it spreads and it gets everything. Let's go to California. Willie Z in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Harrison, the other morning, I was listening to him, and he mentioned something that wasn't capitalized on. I just wondered what you think. But, you know, we've seen Alex on Bannon's war room several times in the last few months. What about having Bannon on either your show or Alex and trying to hammer out this spat with Elon over the H-1B and maybe more? You know, as Steve's show is the ultimate MAGA stream with viewers taking what he calls action, 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 you know, all the time. And his dedication to Donald Trump is unmatched, but it becomes almost offensive at times and is why I've been watching more of American Journal and your War Room, by the way, and Alex's show for the last couple of years. With the obvious power of the MAGA base that Steve has, it's curious why Donald Trump has never been interviewed on his show. Trump's chief of staff obviously has already demanded no clown shows in the Oval Office. And with the technogarch Elon becoming a donor now, along with the Doge duties, he has immense direct power, more so than even Steve maybe. And this spat may separate hardcore MAGA from other more centrist conservatives. What do you think?
I'm not going to get into media drama as far as that's concerned. This is not the Alex Jones show. I'm sure Bannon would go on Alex's show if he invited him. He has before, so it's not like there's any sort of issue there. I'm not Steve Bannon, so I can't really comment on, you know, what he's doing or saying or thinking. He does that every day for himself. And quite frankly, I'm not too concerned about it at this point. We already got Trump in. Now it's just all about results. So I guess that's what I would say about all of that. But obviously Musk has a lot more influence and sway over this administration than Bannon does at this point, because he's living at Mar-a-Lago and he is going to be in charge of Doge. So I don't think that that's even, I don't even think that that's up for debate. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Pete in California. Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I got to share some things that you haven't heard before. That reservoir has been empty for over a year. It didn't have a rubber top that had split, and they were negotiating on the price. It went up $20,000. I almost feel sorry for the incompetence of the mayor. And
she's a buffoon. She's a complete buffoon.
It's really pathetic. And the person that she won against in the mayor's race, Caruso, he had his own fire department.
Caruso is a very competent, smart man, but he's a white man, so they didn't want him. They wanted the black lesbian.
Yeah, they didn't want someone who was competent, who would have figured these things out.
By the way, Caruso ran as a Democrat too, so this wasn't just a Democrat Republican thing where you can't win as a Republican. He ran as a Democrat. They didn't want a white man. They wanted the black lesbian, and they got an absolute buffoon clown show. And that's what, so cities burned down. So there you go.
That's right. They need a million goats in California. And I'll tell you one thing now. I know that area there. I've worked in there. I've been in those houses. There's no smart city going there. Okay. Now, if they make those people upgrade the foundations, you can forget it. Okay. We're not talking a couple of years. We're talking 5 to 10 years and never rebuilding there. The people are going to come in and buy that land.
They're basically already insinuating that's what's happening already.
Yeah. Well, there's no smart city, and where that burned in the Palisades. Okay. There's no smart city there. I don't know what's going to happen. There were very small lots. I don't want to go Dane Whittington on you, but you got the blue unburned van in Malibu. You got the blue house in Altadena, the blue porta toilets and trash cans that didn't burn.
Honestly, because I've seen the images, it's so ridiculous you almost can't even believe it, right? I mean, it's like, did somebody put those blue trash cans in the photo just to mess with us? Like, how can that even be real?
And the green trash cans and some of the plastic didn't burn. It's just weird. And then if you have your crew go on the Sunday at the Channel 4 News, they're going through Altadena, and all of a sudden they come to a house that survived. It happens to be blue, you know, and everything around it is burned. You know, you can do whatever you want with that. You know, I'm not exactly sure, but this fire didn't happen naturally. I can't believe house after house devastation. I've been up there. There's all these plaster and tile roofs. I don't know how it happened without help. This fire had help somehow. Let me tell you another thing people don't know. There are people, mostly men in Malibu, they have a hate relationship with the fire departments for the last 30 years. They even had their own little fire department. LA Fire Department came and took their fire truck from them about 2 or 3 years ago, took their equipment from them and used it.
Yeah, well, they needed it, but yeah.
They hate them with a passion, man. That's a whole other story that no one's really covering, man. There's a lot of old white guys in Malibu, and they hate that fire department with a passion.
Yeah, and there are private fire departments, as you said, Pete. Thank you for the call. But look, some of this stuff is just so crazy, and you start to wander into the unknown, and I tend to stray from that now. But, I mean, look, directed energy weapons are very real. There are multiple U.S. patents and government patents for directed energy weapons. That is real. It's not a conspiracy theory. Now, if you want to say those were used in, say, the Maui wildfire or the Los Angeles fires, well, okay, now you're getting into a conspiracy theory, which is not an insult. It's a good thing. You should theorize about these things when they don't add up. But you also have the videos of these forms of directed energy weapons, but smaller scale. They're basically lasers where they can just create directed energy, basically heat, concentrated heat, and it can go over multiple surfaces and it'll burn a red surface and a white surface and a green surface. And then when it hits the blue surface, it doesn't burn it. That is, again, that is known. There are videos of this. So I see this where you have these blue houses, blue cars, blue trash cans. The only thing remaining after the fire tears down everything around it. And it's like, I just can't even believe it. It's so crazy. I almost feel like somebody's trolling us. But that's why people bring that up. All right, let's go to Lena in California. Lena, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Great show as always. I just wanted to mention something about the L.A. water. We did get a warning 5 days ago. It said don't drink the water, zip codes of area code 90272 and adjacent communities of north of San Vicente. So I don't know if that extends to, like, the whole L.A. area, but
was
I don't
that,
know.
Was, not, was no. Your tap water looking like the one that we played?
Well, in Manhattan Beach, no, but everything I drink is filtered. I don't really touch the sink water, and everything we have is our water doesn't look like that, but we're about 15 miles south of the Palisades.
Okay. Interesting. So we see that notice that you have on the screen there. I don't know where those videos were coming from, the people that posted it saying we've called the local authorities and they won't say us anything about the water, so I don't know where the zip code is. But we have that notification you're talking about. But you didn't even pull your tap, so you don't. Do you even know if it looks like that or if it's clear?
It doesn't look like that in Manhattan Beach or in El Segundo, which is like the area I'm in, but it's 15 miles south of the Palisades fire. So it's the other way. It's toward Orange County. It's a little bit. We haven't been hit by the fire, so I don't think. I don't know. But I figure if it's the contaminants from the fire, it's like all over the L.A. water. It's not just going to be bad zip code. You know, I think maybe they just don't want to freak people out. But that's just my perspective. I thought it was worth calling in about.
Thank you for that update, Lena. Thank you for the call. We are about to enter the third hour of the InfoWars War Room. More of your calls coming up. A couple other news stories we'll cover as well as we close out the week ahead of Trump's inauguration.
For listeners and viewers that have gone to thealexjonesstore.com and gotten Ultimate CMOS, which is the ultimate superfood, chock full of organic iodine and all these key vitamins and minerals, and the way God has the Irish CMOS grow, the way it all fuses together, just has incredible effects. It's right up there with hemp for just being a over-the-top superfood. I've been on it for now 4 or 5 months, and the clarity, the focus, my skin, my energy, the weight loss is insane. And so, Ultimate CMOS is available at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you love that product, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want two of the new gummy products that are in Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Iron and Vitamin C. Both of these powerful gummy products are available right now with a big bottle jammed right to the top with these babies. Both of these amazing formulas are now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Infowars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Disgusting, horrifying video we covered yesterday of the mentally and physically impaired individual that they're running through the transgender surgeries and cult. Just totally heartbreaking and devastating. By the way, there are some other videos that have come out about that, including before they took that person into surgery. And it's just, it's even worse, folks. It's even worse. And one individual that's covered it pretty succinctly and putting it all together here. This has gone massively viral. Becky Weiss. And so here's that video in clip 15.
I'm sure a lot of you have seen this floating around today, so we are going to talk about it. First and foremost, I have chosen not to play the video because, frankly, it is difficult to watch. And secondly, I am covering the individual's face out of respect for this individual because I do believe that we are looking at an extremely serious case of medical malpractice as well as medical abuse. Something you should be aware of, this is not a medically necessary double mastectomy for breast cancer or anything of that nature. This is an elective transgender surgery that was performed on a nonverbal, extremely disabled individual. The following video was posted to this individual's Instagram account right before this individual underwent surgery. What kind of doctor? What kind of doctor would perform this surgery on an individual who is as incapacitated as this? What type of money-chasing pile of garbage, human piece of shit, thinks that this is okay? Oh, and it gets worse. It gets worse. Leading transgender doctor insists that nonverbal autistic minors can consent through their drawings because they can draw their feelings, okay? It gets worse again because they say that if someone cannot consent, it's discriminatory. If you think this is anything other than malpractice and abuse done in the name of money, you are out of your freaking mind. This is fucking unacceptable.
You know, I think if we get any chance to actually save our civilization and culture, we might have technological development, scientific developments, and you know, all the same stuff we've been dealing with as our culture totally decays and think we're better than our ancestors, but we're not. No, not even close, really, just because we have fancier toys. To me, this is the major, there's many, but this is probably the biggest. If we don't get this right, our culture's dead. Just dead. If we don't end this stuff immediately, if we don't make a swift and clear example of anybody involved in transgender surgery of minors and trans kids, then I don't really see us having much hope culturally. So, yeah, we'll still get some technological advancements, and maybe we might even get some economic prosperity and everything else. But if we're maiming and abusing and dismembering mentally and physically impaired people and children, nah, culture's done. Culture's done. So there needs to be swift action and policy. Any doctor, any individual involved in dismemberment of a minor or a mentally or physically ill person needs to be in prison for life. Alex Jones in studio with 50 seconds left in the segment. What's up, boss?
I've been watching. The show's been really great today. I got some really scary news for you.
Go ahead.
I don't want to take over your calls and the Republican Gossip Hour. It's a good show. I heard that caller. Like, we're not policing what GC Bannon does. I got some really serious shit we just learned. So you want me to come in here a minute?
Yeah, pull up a chair.
All right, we'll just... maybe run a little promo so we get the chair. Get me a chair in here. This is really bad shit.
All right, we go to break here. Third hour of the InfoWars War Room. Alex Jones coming up in studio with urgent news. I'm guessing about the inauguration being moved indoors, but I don't know. I'll find out on the other side of this break, just like you. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C plus. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.News.
All right. Earlier today, we played the clip Bill Gates talking about his meeting with Donald Trump. And this has been a big concern of people we rightfully don't trust, big tech people, globalist, corporate government type people that Trump is cozying up with. Is it them submitting? Is it them coming to him now, the new king, to kiss his ring? Is it Trump bending? And so I've just been told Alex has gotten some serious information regarding Bill Gates' dinner with Donald Trump. So we covered that earlier. We had a couple callers inquiring about that as well. But Alex just told me, no, he's got some big news developing on that story. And so, you know, Bill Gates is at the top of the eugenicist global management class pyramid. And so that's a big development that he's got breaking news on coming up here in just a moment. He's collecting some of the videos to put this story together, and we will be presenting that to you in a matter of moments. In fact, perhaps even right now as Alex is sitting down. Alex Jones joining me in studio on this fateful Friday, January 17th, 2025.
Well, Owen, you've already gotten to the basics of it, and you know, always, you know, ahead of the curve, but I just shot a report on this that'll have some of the documents and information in it, and I am very close to the people advising Trump on this, and they were already concerned a few weeks ago when Gates met with Trump for 3 hours at Mar-a-Lago, but Trump has signaled to them that he's not going to get roped in. And we also have the video that came out that got leaked of RFK Jr. talking to Trump right after Trump had been shot. And Trump saying, no, I think they give him too much of the shot. And then I've talked to people very close to Trump recently where they said, no, Trump knows he was set up on it. Now, Trump never likes to admit he's wrong, but I know what Trump did. I mean, I know he got all the therapeutics killing, monoclonal antibodies, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, everything. So he was just trusting the system, saying, oh, great, this will work, get it out quick. They already had this set up for years. They said they'd use a novel virus out of China, respiratory, to blow up the FDA system and just be able to put experimental things right on the market. That's what Big Pharma wants. And of course, they knew what the COVID mRNA shot would do, causing turbo cancers. That's Pfizer even said back at the time, we're going to have huge cancer increase. And their stock went up on that, and now they're making money off of it. So I don't just sit there and blindly trust and support Trump. I know he got set up 5 years ago with Warp Speed. And he came out a year and a half ago when we learned exclusively that they were going to try to bring out the mask and lockdowns with COVID fear again ahead of the election. And Trump came out and said they're trying to do this with mail-in ballots again, and people didn't buy it. So they were unable to get that pandemic going. And they tried monkeypox and mpox, the same thing. And they now tried the bird flu, and it just goes on and on. Gates and these guys are going to end up losing everything, going to prison. There's criminal indictments in the Netherlands of Gates. He's under criminal investigation in India for illegal experimentation on kids.
I think Africa, too, right?
Africa, too. So Gates needs immunity. And he needs Trump to still keep defending what happened, because it's all coming out about the shot now. You know, we knew years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, before the shot even rolled out. But now this is mainstream knowledge. So here's the intel on this. Bill Gates impressed with Trump's interest in global health during 3-hour dinner. We'll play the clip again in a moment. And they're probably going to, you know, release more of this interview and this video interview with Gates. Now, I don't trust anything that comes out of Bill Gates' mouth. He's such a liar and such a deceiver. But other times he slips up and tells the truth, like, we have no idea what this stuff does. We just shoot it right in the kids' veins. And, oh, there's too many people. Got to, you know, give people vaccines to lower population. And that's the real name of his depopulation fund, is the Global Overpopulation Fund. That's the real name of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, set up in 1999. But that was just an extension of the groups that his dad led as the head of Planned Parenthood. So this is a family tradition. My big concern here is that Gates, 8 years ago, when Trump was incoming, right around the same time 8 years ago, went and met with Trump at Trump Tower. There's video of him going in and the rest of them. He came out and said, oh, he was going to hire RFK Jr. to head up a vaccine damage commission, but that's not going to happen now. And back then we said, well, that sucks. I hope Gates is lying. Gates wasn't lying. So whatever went on, instead, Trump, you know, went along with Bill Gates. The biggest, worst thing Trump's ever done. And we said, you're being set up. And 3 years later, you saw they roll out the COVID and all the rest of it. So my intel is my memory of this and what I understand, that Gates knows Trump's going to see this and hear this. He's trying to butter him up. And I don't think Gates, he might be exaggerating, but I don't think he's outright lying that when he said, hey, we can cure AIDS, and Trump loves positivity and loves to be the hero, and you can kill the story about the COVID shot being bad with this, and I'm reading into, you know, between the lines here, that might be something Trump buys into, because he's not going to do all the good things he does and try to stop World War III and secure the border and bring our jobs back and, you know, bring back carbon that's so good for the planet, our best energy source. The globalists legitimately tried to kill him and hate him. But I call him kind of an idiot savant. People that don't know, that's what, you know, what's that movie where the card counter, Rain Man or whatever? I think that's based on a true story. The point is, there are really people that have genius level things in some ways, but are also kind of stupid in others. And with Trump, it's not third dimensional chess, like they say. He goes with his instincts. And I'm not saying Trump is guilty here. We don't know this is true yet, but I have a bad feeling. And I've always told listeners and viewers that, you know, if Trump does things I think are wrong, I will speak out against him. And if he does really bad stuff, I will come out against him. So many good things he's doing. Great cabinet picks overall. It's going better than I thought. I have just been on cloud nine, but this nagging feeling about, man, you know, I sure hope they don't spring a new pandemic on him and he buys into this. And here's Bill Gates saying, oh, we've got all these great new shots. Oh, they're going to help everybody. And Trump saying he showed interest and was excited about that. So I'm not blaming Trump. I'm not saying he's guilty yet. We don't know. And hopefully Bill Gates is lying or exaggerating or twisting. But I do have RFK's number. I'll leave it at that. I am going to call him after this. And as soon as my report's done, I'm going to send that to him, and we can cut this out and, you know, get it out as well. to everybody, and we need 100 million views on this. I mean, literally, we have videos every day. They're getting 50, 60 million views on issues that are important, but nothing like this. And so we need people to get this report out right now. When we clip this out, we need people to get my big report that's got all the documentation in it out. And we need to make this an upfront deal because this is a big litmus test. And I've been saying what he does with Big Pharma is the litmus test. And RFK Jr., his people say, look, they're very impressed. He's planning to go after Big Pharma, Big Food. He's planning to get the fluoride out, the red dye out. You already see him up front jumping the gun and doing it so they can look good before Trump gets in. They knew that was a carcinogen when it was being used 60, 70 years ago. But it gets the kids high and addictive. So that's why they do it. There's hundreds of chemicals like that. And this is the big one. I mean, this is the Rubicon here. And if Trump fails on this test, I'm going to just really be seriously concerned. And so Trump, though, listens to public pressure, especially from his constituents. And so we need RFK Jr. to speak out now. We need Trump to make a statement or through one of his people like Kennedy to say that's not true. We're not doing that because Bill Gates is trying to protect himself by tricking Trump back into his orbit or getting into Trump's orbit and trying to sign off the liability for his companies and criminal liability by getting a presidential shield again going into the future. And again, they were smart to launch this under Trump, both to destabilize him and shut him down and use mail-in ballots. And then to be able to blame him as it came out. And I told Trump 4 years ago, I said, you need to get ahead of this. Don Jr.'s told him this. Many others have told him this. I've talked to people that just talked to him in the last week where he said, oh, no, I know Fauci and them are bad. And I know, you know, Gates is bad. And I mean, Gates is one of the most hated people in the world. And so I understand Trump also keeps enemies close, like Kim Jong-un and others. And he was nice to Romney to get info, but then, you know, exposed him. So I'm just saying, Trump got fooled before. We know that because that was the record out of the insiders. This time, fool us once, shame on you. Fool us twice, shame on me. I will not go along with this to be part of it. You know, I said a couple years ago, I said, if Trump doesn't come out against these shots, and he has a little bit, I said, I'm going to really have big problems with him. But then he brought in RFK Jr. and said, we're going to fix all this, and puts him out there attacking the vaccine makers, you know, going after Big Pharma, Big Food, all of it. And we see major reform coming in. So RFK Jr. is for real on this. And so I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but we need a statement from the Trump administration right now on this because people are going ape on this. This just broke in the last few hours, as you know, and this is just disgusting. So he's got to distance himself from Gates. Gates needs to be in prison along with Daszak and Fauci and Tedros and all the rest of them, not anywhere near Trump. And Trump's met with the NATO head and all the other bad guys. I mean, he has to meet these people. He's the president when they're as powerful as this person is. But we need to see like Bezos and Zuckerberg coming over to Trump, at least publicly. And, you know, Bezos capitulating, giving up his space program because Elon's, you know, 50 years ahead of him, literally. But this guy is arch evil. He's the science officer of the death cult in the New World Order. He represents those groups of foundations, the IBM Foundation that was founded by Thomas Watson and, you know, handed over to his dad. Microsoft was a spinoff of IBM. There was never a big split there. That was all in the media. I mean, this guy, Thomas Watson literally got the highest award in Nazi Germany from Hitler, above what Hitler ever got. So these guys are the real bad guys. So this is a big, big deal. I want your take on this. But Bill Gates impressed with Trump's interest in global health during three-hour dinner. We've got our article, Capitulation. Bill Gates has intriguing three-hour dinner with Trump where they discussed HIV, polio, and global health. So is Trump capitulating? Is he capitulating? Or are they two enemies basically sizing each other up? Let's play that clip one more time with the chilling statements from Bill Gates that we hope to God are complete lies. Then I'm going to get Owen's take on this, and then I'll get out of here. But I want to get this posted to X on my account right now. Go ahead, Owen. Before we play this clip, you want to comment?
Well, yeah. I mean, just to kind of put it all into frame here, I think that we're pragmatic. Trump was obviously the best option for president. Doesn't mean we're going to agree with everything, but clearly better than what we were going to get from any Democrat, let alone Kamala Harris. So, okay, we got Trump in. Now it's more of a results-based thing. What are we going to get out of Trump now that he's in? And
yeah, the honeymoon's over.
Yeah, I think, too, we have to consider, like you said, RFK Jr. literally wrote the book on Anthony Fauci. So Fauci is definitely scared knowing that RFK Jr. is in Trump's ear. Let's not forget that Elon Musk has had public beef with Bill Gates and has called him out on many things as well. Well, Bill Gates knows Musk is literally living at Mar-a-Lago, traveling around the country with Donald Trump. So I'm sure that has Bill Gates a little concerned as well. I do think a pandemic, once Trump gets in, might be the highest likely case happening. And maybe a post like he just posted Bird Brain Nikki Haley. I promise no Bird Brain Nikki Haley, no Psycho Liz Cheney, something like that about Bill Gates might be necessary. But, you know, the last thing you said about Bill Gates, this is the key understanding for people to have on the larger scale here. There is a global corporate government that wants to call the human population. It's a global management class. They think there's too many humans and they want you dead. So if they can put things in the food, in the water that shortens your lifespan, in the vaccines that might even kill you before you can hit puberty.
And they make money off of you while you're sick for life, and it gives them administrative control over the world. That's why they do it.
So this is their global management class. Their philosophy is we're on a lifeboat in space, so we have to ration life. Literally, we have to ration life. And if that understanding clicked for Trump, then it might change his entire worldview, because I do think Trump, just from a sheer business perspective, is like, I do want to talk to everybody before I make a decision, whether I trust him or not, or they want to come into my circle or I want to come into their circle. Again, we'll have to be results based.
Oh, and very astute. I mean, you've always been smart, but you're getting smarter by the day. I mean, that is super astute. Trump is all about openness and freedom and cheap energy and everybody's happy. So he just treats all the businesses like they're good. If we can explain to him, hey, they don't want to just cut the oil and gas off and starve people. They want to poison people, just like they're not inept with the fires. They set up the bureaucratic climate for administrative arson. That's the final thing to click. That's why I saw, you know, Elon in an interview with the German AFD leader. She's like, oh, they're inept, they're idiots. He goes, well, actually, it's a global agenda of the left to destabilize things. No, yeah, you got to go to that final place, and Trump's got to really have that sink in, and he's starting to. But he's 78, folks, and I know people that know him well. He really admits he didn't know how bad things were 8 years ago. He says he's awake now. No, Trump, do you really know how bad it is? Because look, I've been doing this 30 plus years. I've still been naive about how bad they are. I mean, until you and I experience show trials for ourselves, until you've been in that, you don't know how staged they are.
Yeah. And it's with the censorship. It's with the lawfare. For some people like Elon Musk, it's when they come after your kids and they basically erase them. As Musk has put it, you basically killed my kid. That's why they call it a dead name, because you've killed the kid. So when you've dealt with it, it becomes a lot more real. And it's going to become a lot more real for people if we don't correct course very soon, especially with this trans kid stuff. I mean,
listen, the only thing that will destroy Trump's name in history and destroy is if he keeps going along with Big Pharma or supports a war we launch offensively. And I just know Trump on every other issue is good. He's got to stop it. He's got to repudiate Bill Gates. I want RFK Jr. out publicly, at least as his spokesman, repudiating him now, because I'm going to go ape shit if Trump starts going down this road.
Well, and the betrayal is, when we started with our support of Trump, before most people did in 2015, the concept that was clear to us, especially when the establishment came out against him, it's like, hey, you know, maybe Trump is kind of an unknown animal in this political jungle, but the people that run the planet in this eugenics death cult, the people that run the global management bureaucracy, they all hate Trump. So he's not with them. He might even be a threat to their establishment. Maybe they're not even sure. So that would be like the ultimate betrayal if they somehow got him to bend to their will, not through a mistake like an Operation Warp Speed or a mismanagement or a deception or a twisting of the arm, but through decisive administrative actions that put us right back to what we were trying to get out of.
Yeah, and Trump should know if he sells out to them, and that's what this will be if he does this. He's not stupid. They're going to stab him in the back. They already tried to kill him twice. Is he really that naive? They'll pin it on him, make him unpopular, and then kill him in his sleep with poison. Trump, run away from Bill Gates. He is universally reviled. Here's the clip, and then back to the rest of the war room.
Have you met with Donald Trump since the election?
Yeah, I had a chance to go have a long and actually quite intriguing dinner with him.
What did you discuss? What was intriguing?
Well, we touched on a lot of things. It was over 3 hours. To my surprise, it was, you know, just he and I, his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, and the person who helps manage things for me, Larry Cohen. So the four of us sat there and was quite wide-ranging. You know, global health's the area that I work in, and such amazing things have happened and can happen there. I spoke a lot about HIV and that the foundation's literally working on a cure for that. We're at an early stage, and so, you know, he, in the COVID days, accelerated the vaccine innovation. So I, you know, was asking him if maybe the same kind of thing could be done here. And we both got, I think, pretty excited about that. We talked about polio, where, you know, we're very close to getting that done. But if you stop, it'll spread back. And so I explained why it's been tough in Pakistan, Afghanistan. We've had cases show up in Gaza. We have cases in Africa. And he was fascinated to hear what he could do to maximize the chance that during the next 4 years, that incredible milestone will be achieved. I felt like he was, you know, energized and, you know, looking forward to helping to drive innovation. You know, I was frankly impressed with how well he showed a lot of interest in the issues I brought up.
Guys, refresh my memory here. Was Bill Gates on the Epstein flight log? Refresh my memory. Bill Gates, Epstein flight log. That's curious. Wasn't it Bill Gates that was working with Epstein on the New Mexico ranch? Who was supposedly doing cloning and other eugenicist operations? That was Bill Gates, wasn't it? Yeah. Hmm. Interesting how it all comes full circle, isn't it? It all comes full circle after all. By the way, there is a bill that has been introduced by Representative Ana Paulina Luna, new push for convicted pedophiles to be executed. A Republican congresswoman is set to reintroduce a set of bills that will impose the death penalty on those convicted of sex crimes against children. Trump ally Ana Paulina Luna, representative from Florida, first introduced two of the bills during last year's Congress, but neither of them succeeded in gaining traction. Luna told Fox News, if you are raping someone, if you are molesting someone, you are essentially murdering their soul. Those people never actually fully recover. I've actually sat on a committee with a very prominent female House Democrat who actually talked about the fact that she was molested as a child, and you can see that it impacts and really hurts people. The Holding Child Predators Accountable Act mandated the death penalty or life imprisonment for anyone found guilty of producing, distributing, or possessing child pornography. The No Repeat Child Sex Offenders Act was a more broad bill that likewise would have forced judges to impose death or life in prison for people convicted of child sex trafficking. The bill would have covered a wide variety of crimes, including sexual exploitation, trafficking, abuse of minors, transportation of sexual activities, coercion into prostitution, operation of sexual exploitation enterprises, production of child pornography, and other forms of sexual abuse and contact. Now, anybody that's been through the BOP, the Bureau of Prisons, and the federal court system knows, it's very well known, in the actual federal correctional facilities, that child abusers, pedophiles, get the best treatment amongst any federal inmates. And it's not even close. If you get caught selling weed, which is legal, I think, in a majority of states now, still a federal crime. If you get caught with a big bag of weed selling weed, You will start in a medium security prison. You will start with years on your sentence, and you'll have to work your time down and work your way into a low security prison. If you are a child abuser, you usually don't get more than a year, and you'll start in a low security prison. Well known. A big topic of conversation amongst federal inmates. And what's wild is you could argue, I mean, some of these people are criminals that belong in there. I would argue others aren't. But nonetheless, let's say in a room full of criminals, in an entire facility full of criminals, they treat child molesters with more harsh punishment than the actual federal court system. There, most federal prison facilities, child molesters, they're called CHOMOs, cannot even walk the yard because they will get beaten. Most prison gangs have a policy where if you see a child molester in the yard, you have to beat them down. If you are put in a cell, if your cellmate is a child molester, you have to beat them until you're removed from the cell and get a new roommate. But, oh, but the federal government treats them with kid gloves. So this is good legislation from Anna Paulina Luna.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C plus. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support. My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Turmeric is back in stock. Now, this concoction of turmeric is amazing and extremely bioavailable because it's loaded with ginger root and black pepper extract. Now, you might remember Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. We loaded that capsule with black pepper extract to ensure that it was as bioavailable as possible, and we used the same exact approach with Ultimate Turmeric. Now, if you're somebody who loves bodies, wants to fight for your joint health, and fight against inflammation, then Ultimate Turmeric gummies are an amazing solution for you. Not only are they delicious, but they benefit your health. Now, I'm somebody who struggles with inflammation. After I spent some time at Eagle Pass, I could hardly walk because my ankle was still swollen from walking around the border and catching what the New World Order was sponsoring in terms of the invasion of our country by these migrants. Countless millions of migrants. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and experience the benefits of Ultimate Turmeric right now. Not only because it's amazing for your health and inflammation and your joints, but because by doing so, you're keeping InfoWars on the air, fighting
InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room.
with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
Okay. We are going to be uploading that last segment, Alex's response, and then the full report from Alex at band.video and also on X at Owen Schroyer 1776 and at Real Alex Jones. Spread it far and wide. And, you know, if anything, we can influence, if it's necessary, Donald Trump to distance himself from Bill Gates. Certainly, if that is something he's considering cozying up to Bill Gates, then that is a necessity that we do such a thing. Now, a couple things here before we sign off for the week. You know, they this whole concept that somehow if you want to support Donald Trump or, you know, maybe even perform for Donald Trump, that somehow that's going to make you a bad person is kind of wavering. But Carrie Underwood, who's won a bunch of country music awards, is going to be performing at Trump's inauguration, and they're attacking her for it, and it's just ridiculous. Why wouldn't she perform? She's probably a conservative, and she gets invited to perform, so she does it. So she's not backing down to all the freaks ridiculing her for that. And then Nelly is also going to be performing at Trump's inaugural ball. And so anybody insulting Nelly, I bet he has a finger, one finger salute for you. So just a couple of names who are not afraid to show their support for Trump. By the way, Nelly at a recent performance was chanting MAGA during his show. So I think we know where popular artist Nelly stands on all of that. Okay, this is a pretty funny story, and it shows you a couple things. A, just lazy liberal progressives, but B, they know if you work in D.C., when Trump is the president, you're going to have to work harder than ever. And ask anybody that worked in the prior administration with Trump and then with Biden. Biden staffers barely work at all. Their big job is to make sure Joe has a clean diaper, basically. And that's their biggest thing, is to make sure Joe has a clean diaper and then shuffle the media out so that they can't ask questions when Joe finishes stammering and bumbling around. But with Trump, you were working 10, 12, 15 hours a day regularly, and he's just a madman working these hours himself. So now congressional staffers, liberal, progressive staffers, knowing that it's going to be more work ever now with Trump getting back into D.C. and into the White House, so they're trying to have new boundaries on work schedules. Progressive Hill Staff Group pitches lighter work week. This is from the Progressive Hill staff. They have their own little club there, the Congressional Progressive Staff Association. Bunch of losers. We write today to encourage you to consider adopting a proposal that would improve worker satisfaction, increase staff retention in Congress, and a more sustainable approach to work on a national level. They want a 32-hour work week. They don't want to be bothered at home. These are lazy bums. But here's the real story. Aside from they know they're going to be working more than ever because Trump is back in the White House, there's a larger philosophy being exposed here when it comes to progressivism and liberalism. And it gets back into the diversity, equity, and inclusion thing and all the other things they're pushing that are against free market capitalism, which is the meritocracy. It's not just that they don't want to work. They don't want competition. So in other words, if these lazy, slobbering bums don't want to work more than 32 hours and can't maintain whatever stresses and hours and everything that comes with being a congressional staffer, which quite frankly, is not that tough of a job, all things considered. Pretty good job. You could be doing much worse. Well, guess what? There's somebody out there that will. There's somebody out there that will work 40 hours, 50 hours. There's somebody out there that can handle it and wants to handle it. And they know that. So they want to put a cap on it officially to protect themselves. They know there's somebody out there that can do the job better than them. They know there's somebody out there that can work harder than them and is willing to work harder than them. So they just want to say, nope, nobody's allowed to compete with me. Nobody's allowed to work harder than me. Nobody's allowed to work longer hours. We're capping it at 32 hours so that I can't get exposed as a lazy, worthless bum. That's what it's about. And this is the liberal philosophy when it comes to everything. They don't want a meritocracy because they can't compete and they don't want to compete. They want to drag everyone down to their level. They want to turn everybody into a have-not, and they want to live in a nanny state, big brother government that takes care of them, and they don't want to compete. They refuse to compete. They can't compete. So they want to write all these rules and regulations so that you can't compete with them because they know they would lose. So if you have a bunch of houses, I forget, there's a famous political saying from years ago, better to have, I'm going to butcher it, but it's like, better to have the man without a home earn himself a home than to burn all the other homes to the ground so everyone's on an equal playing field. I've completely butchered the political quote, but you get the point. That's what they want. So you got a homeless man, and then you got people with houses, so let's just burn all the houses so everyone's homeless. That's equity. So these progressive bums, purple-haired freak shows, cross-dressers, they don't want to work. They want everything for free. And now that they see, oh, we're going to have to work harder than ever, and normal people that actually want to work hard are going to be coming into D.C. now to work with Trump as president, that's going to embarrass us and make us look bad. So we need to write rules and bring mediocrity down. We need to legislate mediocrity into the equation, because if people are coming in and allowed to work 40, 50 hours a week and actually be competitive and work in a meritocracy, then we're going to get embarrassed. We're going to get shown up for how stupid and incompetent and lazy we are. Sick of this crap, man. Yeah, you want to keep your job? Work. You want to keep your job? You want to get a promotion? You want to get a job that pays more? Work hard. Show you're better. Not these liberal progressives. That stuff pisses me off, man. It's the antithesis of what America is about. Of what a free market republic is about. Of what a meritocracy is about. They're destroying all of it because they're lazy bums. And they don't want to work, and they don't want to build. They want everything given to them. And it's pathetic. And so instead, everything needs to be taken from them. And they can figure it out from there. Sick of this crap. Thomas More Society asks Trump to pardon 21 pro-lifers who blockaded abortion facilities. Yeah, day one. I'd like the pro-lifers in political imprisonment pardoned day one. Joe Biden says, Equal Rights Amendment, part of Constitution. No, it's actually not, but this is exactly what it is. This is their new equity. Oh, I have one homeless person, so I'm going to burn down every other house so that everyone's homeless. That's equity. And they want to do this thing now. It's all communism, folks, at the end of the day. And they want to do this thing now, like they've done before with Title 10, I believe it's Title 10, with the college sports and the funding, where basically men's college basketball and men's college football has to fund everything. And now they want to do it, and they're arguing, well, these college basketball and football players are now open, they can make money with the new NIL deals. And they're saying, well, if there's a college basketball player, which draws $20,000 a night, or there's a college football player, which draws $70,000 for a game, and they're getting these million-dollar deals to go play for these colleges, well, the cross-country team and the rowing team, you know, they need to be getting their fair share of this money too. Really? Really? I don't remember any cross-country TV contracts. I don't remember anybody paying hundreds of dollars to go see a rowing team compete. But this is the madness of these people. This is the outright madness of these people. All right. Title IX. Thank you, guys. But yeah, there it is. And this is their argument on the way out, and they want to say that it's part of the Constitution. It's not. It's communism. It's we're going to make sure there are no haves. Everybody's a have-not because that's equity. It's crazy. And the fact that they can sit there and pretend like it's a logical argument that a cross-country runner or a women's rower should be getting the same amount of capital as a college basketball or football player is a joke. And it's why they're not serious people and should never be taken seriously. Okay, final minutes of the show here. Let's take some calls before we sign off for the week. Let's go to Katie in Georgia. Katie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, great to talk to you.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to touch on the fires that we were talking about earlier. And rhetorical question, what happened in Vegas at the Vegas shooting? What happened with the Maui fires? What happened with the flooding in North Carolina and all the crazy stuff we see there? What happened with the fires in LA? And it's like, this is America. We deserve to know the truth. And this is happening over and over and over again. And they're counting on us to have collective amnesia where we just go, oh, we forgot about it. Because that's what people end up doing is they move on to the next thing. They move on to the next thing. They move on to the next thing. And these people are never held accountable because they're counting on us to be lazy. So if you're in California, you need to come together with friends and neighbors and stand up. If you don't, who will? This is your moment. This is your time. The whole country is looking at you. What are you going to do? Who are you going to hold responsible? How are you going to hold people accountable? Who are you going to recall? Where are you going to boycott? Other people in other states, we can't do as much as you, but this is your moment, and the only people who can do something about it are those who are in that state. I'm so sick of having all of these crazy things happen, like Vegas and Maui and North Carolina, and it's swept under the rug. We never knew what happened. There's crazy video online proving that they're all liars, and they never tell us the truth. This is America, people. We deserve to know the truth. We do not need to be left in the lurch. We do not need to tolerate this kind of behavior from those who are in authority anymore. It's not okay.
Couldn't agree more. And that's a twofold problem that we deal with, that we never get to the truth of these stories. So then we're left to speculate. And then because of the lack of truth, transparency, there's no trust. And so this is the unfortunate situation that we live in. And with big events like this, we feel like we never actually know what happened. Katie, thank you for the call. This just in, local police are refusing to help secure Trump's inauguration. Multiple local police departments from areas surrounding Washington, D.C., these blue areas, will reportedly refuse to assist with security for Trump's inauguration on Monday as the swearing-in ceremony has been moved indoors. This is insane. So they're going to be understaffed again. The Democrats that run these local police jurisdictions and departments and the mayors, they're doing exactly what they did on January 6th, folks. This is not good. This is really not good. Man. You know, I've been wavering on this situation with the inauguration. I've gone from, yeah, this is the highest risk security event, to, you know what, okay, they're taking security seriously. And then normally when things get hyped up like this, that's when it's like nothing happens. But now they're moving it indoors. The police are standing down. This is a really sad state of affairs. Now, luckily, and I mean, I'd say the good news here is they're obviously taking all the precautions to protect President Trump, which is a necessity, and to anybody that insists on attending it being outside, go into the Capital One Arena where they can at least secure a building. But I don't like this, folks. I don't like what I'm hearing, and I don't like what I'm seeing as far as the streets are concerned in D.C. Really unfortunate. And, you know, I would say this. If anything should happen in D.C. that day, as far as just patrons on the streets are concerned, then, I mean, this is bad. This is bad. If anything happens to the patrons on the streets that day, whether they're there for Trump's inauguration or just they live in D.C., it doesn't matter. People that hate Trump, love Trump, I don't care. If anything happens on the streets of D.C., we need to get out ahead of it right now. There are going to be people to blame. 100%. All these police officers that are being stood down by their Democrat leadership, whatever intelligence that they have in D.C., that they said this is serious enough for us to move all of this indoors, and you're not going to do everything you can to protect the people on the streets, they are already setting this situation up, folks. If there is anything bad that day, it will be all on the Democrat leadership that is refusing to add law enforcement. And if they don't put out proper warnings or give the law enforcement the intelligence that they need and the support and the staff and everything that they need to protect the streets, then this will yet again be another stand down that will result in people dying. And I hope to God, I pray to God for peace, and I pray to God that we don't come on here after the inauguration playing this clip saying, I hate to say I told you so. That is the last thing. But I'm telling you, these latest developments, it's bad. It is bad. Please, please, Lord God, protect the city of Washington, D.C. this weekend and on Monday. Please, God. Because our political leadership ain't doing it. Our political leadership is not doing it, folks. They have made it loud and clear. If you're going there to attend the inauguration, to just be in Washington, D.C., they are not going to be protecting you. So, and now they're not even going to have the proper law enforcement. What's next? Are they going to tell us they're standing down the National Guard? This is just crazy, man. Unbelievable dereliction of duty here. They are setting Trump supporters up. I'm telling you right now, they are setting Trump supporters up. And I just pray for God's protection of Washington, D.C. in the next 3-4 days. Because this is just, they are setting it up, man. They are doing a stand down. It is bad. It is just bad. Wow. Unbelievable. All right, let's try to just pile drive through as many calls as we can before we sign off for the day. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. It's been a minute, Jefferson, since you've called in here. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, good to talk to you. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
You know, Elon's impressive, but I don't want to get on a starship to get to Australia in 22 minutes. You're looking at the wrong end of the rocket being impressive. The booster coming back and landing in the arms of the tower, that's impressive. But that's not nearly the feat that needs to be accomplished. The other end of the rocket blew up because of a gas leak. You would be on that end of the rocket trying to get to Australia.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't say I was going to be on any of the initial rides. Let's be clear here. I'm not trying to jump on a rocket, but I mean, that's something I would support. I'm not too into going into space and dealing with that. We don't even know what goes on in 90% of the oceans. But if we could do travel that's extremely efficient on Earth, that is something I'd be I'm cool with that endeavor. I'm not saying I'm jumping on a rocket tomorrow, Jefferson. You won't have to deal with me blowing up in a rocket.
Well, you remember there was a guy like 2 years ago with Space Force that said that they can get anybody anywhere in the world in 45 minutes right now, not using Elon's technology. So they have something similar, but yeah, it's classified.
That's true. That's true. And we should get access to that. We paid for all of it anyway.
Yeah, just ask Ashton Forbes and the zero-point energy issue is disclosure that's about to take place, too. So we're on the cusp of a lot of different revelations.
I hope so. I believe humanity has been stymied intentionally by the same corporate global management class that wants to treat us like slaves instead of getting to advance, because they look at this as a planet that needs that life has to be rationed, and they think they're God. They're not. Jefferson, good to hear from you again. I got to jump because I got other callers before I sign off. Let's go to Colleen in Pennsylvania. Similar story. Go ahead, Colleen.
Hello. I just want to talk about the COVID. Alex Jones is exactly on point. And by the way, I really, really, Owen, I really am impressed with everything you have said tonight. You're probably my best hero right now. But I want to talk about the COVID thingy. I've got a problem personally right now, just now. My ex-husband, who was an L.A. County firefighter, air operations, paramedic, crew chief, he worked the Sikorsky's, whatever. When he took the vaccine, everything changed in my life. You have to understand, we were perfectly happy. Oh, no. I'm sorry. The timing is terrible. My ex-boyfriend is here just now. He changed. Just so you know, everything Alex Jones said is the truth. And I can't keep talking because now I've got this ex-boyfriend here who is very terrifying. Okay, I've got to let you go. Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to leave that there. The crew asked if they should call the police. Come on, man. Maybe that's why she had to clear the line. All right, what is happening on a Friday? Let's go to Veteran in Arkansas. You never know what's going to happen on the InfoWars War Room. That's why you got to tune in every day, every second of the show. Veteran in Arkansas, go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to see some people on here like Royce White. I really like health. It's not January 6th. But I did lose my license for driving. I just want to be dialed in. I have other listeners of the show that think that sometimes stuff is just being repeated. And I know other listeners need to hear stuff like that. I want to hear things like Nick Begich, people that have been on InfoWars for a while. And, that's like wisdom and health and stuff like that also, not just info.
All right, Veteran, we will take your considerations to heart. Thank you for the call. Let's go to, let's see, what do we want to finish off with here? Tim in Washington, go ahead.
How's it going, Owen? Hey, good. You know, the whole Bill Gates thing with Donald Trump, getting ahead of that is going to be very important. I mean, culturally, yeah. I don't think... Because I don't forgive Trump for warp speed yet, right? I really need his boomer mentality to pull back as far as endorsing the vaccine.
Well, that's why we shot that report. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, Tim. That's why we shot that report, and that's why we are trying to get out ahead of it now. But I'm just unfortunately out of time here. A couple things before we sign off, just crazy things. First look at warped Mickey Mouse horror Hollywood icon you won't recognize. They're turning Mickey Mouse into a villain now, so that should be interesting. Sony PlayStation is adding smell to its video games. I think I'm going to pass on that, pass gas on that, no pun intended. And then Joy Taylor, who's been in the media news headlines a lot lately, listen to what she said during a show yesterday, clip 25.
The great dynasties, including Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh, see, you didn't cut it. See, they didn't cut it where I told them to. I don't know. Go ahead. No, let's see if we can.
Y'all start it.
I mean, you talk nonsense if you want to. It's a free country for a couple more days. No. Coming up.
There it is. And then you should see Keyshawn Johnson and Paul Pierce reaction when she said that. Like, what is this bimbo who... maybe slept away onto this stage saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.